this, I think we've identified the problem, really. Claire Cohen, always a pleasure to speak to you. She's the editor of the Telegraph at Wonder Women Pages. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Again, I just don't have an issue. I've got to be honest. I mean, genuinely, I just wouldn't watch it. Is that terrible? I just don't care. I did the idea that people can just get in such a fuss about these things. But well, I'm done for another day. But I'm joined by someone who I'm sure could win University Challenge in a team on his own, mostly because no one would agree to appear with you. John Holmes.
That's exactly the case. If I would play both teams, yeah. and the
Quizmaster.
Yeah, all of it.
You'd make a great Paxo.
I would, wouldn't I? Well, it's been said before. Only by me.
Jeremy Paxman once stroked me.
Okay.
My arm.
Right.
My arm. Mind you, so did David Ginola, and then he had a stroke a few days later. So, proper real one. Am I in dangerous territory?
Yeah, you really are now, yeah. I mean, that's really
I'm just
are.
Saying. I'm yeah. just saying. All the guys in the control room looking at me like, what are you yeah, saying? No, genuinely.
I think they're just saying she's overtired. I am.
Yeah. I did Sky News for very late. I am overtired. John, what nonsense is happening on your show?
Well, it won't be nonsense, David, of a different
really?
Show. Well, it won't be are because, not, of course, the funeral is happening of Keith Palmer. So what's happened is we're going to take the... Because the route, of course, is going very much past this building as well. But we're going to take Alex Dibbles down there for Talk Radio. We're going to talk to some Met people about the tributes being paid to him. And then the funeral's at 2 o'clock as well, of course. So we're just going to be bringing that in and out of the normal stuff. Yeah. But we thought it was worth covering today because it's an important subject.
Absolutely. John Holmes after 1 o'clock. I'll be back with you 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Have a great day.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip. Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Once upon a time, a family met an ogre.
No! A murderous beggar!
In an enchanted kingdom.
In an horrible dungeon.
And had a magical day out.
Now you're caught a plague!
Choose your story with 2 free tickets to top attractions, Shrek's Adventure
or the London Dungeon.
When you collect 10 tokens, Inside the Sun continues this week.
Only with the Sun Super Days.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Cue the big sale at Network Q, the best place for approved used Vauxhalls. Cue the finance with 7.9% APR representative. Cue the savings with a big £500 deposit contribution. And cue the extras with 1 year's roadside assistance and 1 year's warranty. Cue the big sale at your local Vauxhall Network Q retailer between the 7th and 24th of April.
Personal contract purchase. Finance subject to status. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Finance provided by Vauxhall Finance. Available on selected models at participating retailers.
A show's what we want. A show's what we want. 2020. A show's what we want.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media, for the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is 1 o'clock and it is Talk Radio on a Monday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, thousands line streets to honour murdered PC, calls for unity on Syria and hefty fines for litter louts.
Talk Radio.
The coffin of PC Keith Palmer is leaving the Palace of Westminster ahead of a full police funeral. The 48-year-old father was stabbed to death by Khalid Massoud in the London terror attack last month. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble is outside London Bridge Station.
The funeral cortege will pass in front of me before turning towards Southwark Cathedral for the service, which starts at 2. The hearse and vehicles containing Keith Palmer's family will be led and followed by Metropolitan Police horses. Thousands of officers from all over the country are flanking the route. One from the West Midlands told me on days like this, they are united.
The Foreign Secretary is warning the US could unleash more airstrikes on Syria. President Trump took action after a chemical attack killed more than 80 people last week. Boris Johnson is meeting with his global counterparts in an attempt to force Russia to withdraw its support for the Syrian regime. Conservative MP Colonel Bob Stewart has told Talk Radio a strong message needed to be sent to President Assad and his allies.
This action is totally unacceptable to the world. At least the Americans have taken action on behalf of the world. Who would not agree with the fact that using chemical weapons is abhorrent? And frankly, no one in the world would think, even the Russians would agree with that.
A minute's silence has been held in Sweden for the victims of a lorry attack. Four people were killed, including a British man, and the vehicle was driven at pedestrians in Stockholm on Friday. You could soon get a £150 penalty for littering under new proposals. Ministers have been revealing a new strategy on the problem for England, including a move that would double the current fines. British Vogue has appointed its first male editor, Edward Enningful, will take over from Alexandra Schulman at the helm of the fashion magazine in August.
Litter fines?
Yes.
Okay. How much?
£150.
Is it currently half that then?
Yes.
Didn't know that. Why are they putting it up?
To discourage people from doing it. It's still an issue.
You'd think £75 would discourage most people from doing it, wouldn't you?
Well, apparently not. Mm. It's just in England, though.
All right.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
It was lovely, thanks. How was yours?
That's it. What did you do?
I had a spa day with my mum on Friday. Yes. On Saturday, I placed more bets on the Grand National, lost all my money, and then went out for dinner, then watched Beauty and the Beast, and then on Sunday, I went to a fancy manor house in Warwickshire for said mother's 60th and cousin's birthday.
Well, that was more comprehensive than I was expecting. But
there you go.
Right.
You asked.
Well, yes, not in that detail. Did you get horse obsessed? Because you were the one running the sweepstake here at work, yeah, for the Grand National at the, before the weekend.
Yeah.
And then you went and put loads of more bets on.
Well, I always go to the pub and watch it. But this is the first year I've not won a penny. It's really annoying.
Right.
Nothing.
What did,
absolutely nothing.
In the sweepstake you made me do.
Yeah.
What did I... Who won?
Which horse won or which colleagues won?
Both of those things.
Okay, so the winner was one for Arthur, and two of the TalkSport men went in together on that one, so they put a pound in each.
Yep.
Little syndicate.
Yep.
They're called Billy and Ross, and right, they won £22.50 each.
Oh, that's all right, isn't it? Yeah. And Cornelius is one that I owned a fifth of, or a fourth of, or a quarter of.
Didn't
fell.
Win.
Fell. Yeah, that fell at something like the 29th jump or something. Uh-huh. Dr. Harper.
Oh, Dr. Harper.
He'll be needing a doctor now.
What happened to mine?
Tenor Lady.
Yeah.
Didn't win.
The other one?
I don't remember the name of it.
Could have won then.
Well, it didn't.
Second?
I've been...
Second.
No, because that was Cause for Causes, which Catherine had. And then number three was St. Eyre, which Dave Richards had. So you weren't in the final three. You were a big loser.
Okay, fine. All right. So, thank you, though.
You're welcome.
Weather? I mean,
yeah,
it's been a scorcher, Victoria.
Oh, it has. I've seen your neck.
Yeah, I've got a bit of sunburnt neck, haven't I?
Yeah.
What else?
What do you mean, what
I mean,
else?
I mean, weather-wise.
Yeah. Talk Radio, national weather.
There you go.
Okay, so it's feeling much cooler today compared to yesterday, with some sunny spells and a few showers. It's going to be dry in the south, with highs of 14 degrees, so nowhere near as hot as yesterday.
No. And the look ahead to Easter?
That's ages away.
People want to know.
I'm not going to say that until Friday.
Oh, come on.
No.
Please?
No.
Why?
I don't have the information at my fingertips here.
Could you do it for the next bit?
If I have to.
Okay. Thank you, Victoria.
Mm.
Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Hi, one of Arsenal's biggest shareholders reportedly wants Arsene Wenger to have a say in who replaces him as manager. Alisher Usmanov is quoted as saying he doesn't think Wenger alone is to blame for their poor form. In an interview, he says the board, which he's not on, bear huge responsibility for the situation. The Gunners face Crystal Palace this evening, with boss Sam Allardyce saying the game marks the beginning of a difficult run-in for his side. The Eagles face another four of the top six in their last few games. A win tonight would move Palace 6 points clear of the bottom three, but Allardyce says they can't take anything for granted.
We've given ourselves a great chance to haul ourselves still out of the bottom three and safety at the end of the season. But it's tough. It's really, really tough, particularly mentally, particularly on the players mentally. It's really tough.
Finally, in Super League, St Helens have sacked head coach Kieran Cunningham. He leaves the club seventh in the table. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you very much, Ben, with the pre-recorded sport. Let's bring you a Monday.
Talk Radio.
Ready for the Easter movie hunt?
Yay!
Right, off you go.
I found Ghostbusters.
I've got Finding Dory.
And I've got Star Trek Beyond.
What about you, Mum?
Me?
Oh, I've got Chris Hemsworth in The Huntsman. Want to keep the whole family entertained this Easter? Grab a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass and stream over 1,000 movies, all without a contract. To start your 14-day free trial, search Now TV today. 18 plus UK new customers only. Pass auto renews at $9.99 a month unless cancelled. Stream via internet.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock, when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Trump's relationship with Putin.
The direct result of Snapchat.
Will be Talk Radio's very own Sam Delaney.
It's filmed by Jim Jarmusch.
What big thing are you going to flatten a hill with? Like, say, I don't know,
goat yoga.
I haven't heard such nonsense since my two-year-old started babbling.
Yes, I do. This morning, I took my dog, Dave, to the woods with just one welly on. The vibe of that is the same. Because I'm sitting in for her, I just do what she does.
It won the Palm Dog.
Won Nicholas Grimshaw.
Declared war on the Talk Radio online team.
The hills are alive, so I'm getting out of here.
Yours, please.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then, and hello to you. It is Talk Radio in the afternoon. The bit between 1 and 4 o'clock. I am John Holmes. It is a Monday, of course. But today we will be bringing you a slightly different rejigged show. So if you're a regular listener, it will be a little bit jigged about. Excuse me. And the reason for that, of course, is that as we come on air this afternoon, the body of the policeman killed in the Westminster terror attack 2.5 weeks ago is being taken from Westminster Abbey, near where PC Keith Palmer was stabbed, through London to Southwark Cathedral, where he will be laid to rest. We think around about 2 o'clock this afternoon. The numbers, they say there are around 50,000 people lining the streets of London to pay tribute, along with thousands of police officers from all over the country. And that is thought to be the largest single gathering of police officers in Britain, coming together for an occasion such as this. But if you are thinking, oh, well, in that case, if all the police are standing in the streets in London and thus considering committing a crime somewhere else, because they've all come here for that, don't. Fairly sure they've made contingency plans for that. But we'll be bringing you coverage as we go along this afternoon, which I will say may well result in some slightly awkward gear changes between programme stuff, but you know, we figured it was a significant news event, so hopefully you can bear with us as we find our way through it. Talk Radio's own Alex Dibble, very own Alex Dibble, will be talking to us from the seat. I think he's somewhere near London Bridge Station. He'll be bringing us the latest as we go along. Plus, we'll have commentary and analysis as we go from some special guests this afternoon. But we'll also be bringing you much of a Monday show, carrying on as normal, because if we didn't, then frankly, the terrorists have won. So, slightly different show, slightly different order of things. We will be going through the papers this afternoon. Plenty of other stories around, of course, as you've been hearing, with Victoria in the news, not least. And there is, of course, the very real chance that by tonight, World War III might have broken out, given that Russia and Iran appear to have issued a threat saying that if the US launches another missile at Syria, then they, Russia and Iran, will retaliate. Meanwhile, the US has also sent US warships to the Korean Peninsula. Boris Johnson has gone to the G7 in Italy instead of Moscow. The Bank of England is implicated in LIBOR rate fixing. And something called an Ashley Graham has seemingly put a picture of herself on Instagram, apparently wearing no pants. No pants. Now, I don't know whether that's Ashley Graham is a he or a she or both, because that's the modern way. But apparently, that's what passes as news, so that's what we know. Plus, of course, the news that Call the Midwife has been voted best drama of the 21st century. And to be honest, if World War III happens and it puts an end to so-called headlines like that, then it can't happen soon enough. Call the Midwife, really? Who voted for that? No Game of Thrones, no Breaking Bad, no. The West Wing, no. Sons of Anarchy, no, not that, no. Call the Midwife. And that's why the British public cannot be trusted to vote. Same reason we've got Brexit. So welcome then, I'm John Holmes, and yes, in this hour we will be covering the big story. Rudd will be going through the newspapers for our diversity paper review this afternoon. Sophie will be in for work experience punditry, of course, as that's what we do. We take our work experiences and we give them work experience, but not making tea or photocopying things. Instead, what we do is we put them in front of a microphone and give them things to review. Sophie is our go-to for television. She'll be along reviewing the weekend's television. There will be the big debate at a slightly different time, possibly this afternoon. Headline hijack on the way. Of course, your chance to make up a news story to get it into the bulletin at 2 o'clock. There's a number for it, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So all of that plus other stuff, there will be later a game of band or it is your chance to get your hands on some meat. It's a souvenir of your time spent with us. You can choose from chicken, beef, lamb or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist, John.
That's right. And today that will be in a game of band or rabbit. With Easter coming up, is it the name of a band or is it the name of a breed of rabbit? You decide. And you can register to play that now. Register your interest. Here's the number again, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There we go. That's a programme, isn't it? Ginger Dave not producing. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the...
miserable window!
Hi, Cass.
Yeah.
Marta's on the buttons today. Hello, Marta.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
Hi, Marta.
Victoria's got the news.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hi, John.
Hi there. I've got a sunburnt neck, look.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah,
it's because of the sunshine.
You showed me it and
sunshine.
I didn't care then and I still don't care now.
So it is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Let's do a Monday one. And we're going to start with some music.
I wish I could swim.
hands can swing. Though nothing, nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever.
Well, it's probably not hard to figure out what today's big story is on the programme. We're on live with you on Talk Radio this afternoon as the funeral procession for the murdered policeman who was killed 2.5 weeks ago in the Westminster terror attack. PC Keith Palmer makes its way from Westminster Cathedral through to Southwark Cathedral, where the funeral will be being held around about 2 o'clock. Bringing you some guests and analysis on that, certainly in this hour. As I say, not quite normal service today due to this story unfolding as we go. And no need to tell you how the song links to today's big story either. So Talk Radio's Alex Dibble will be joining us. He is on the route. We'll be bringing us some insight. He's been talking to some people down there as well about the feeling and the mood as parts of London come to a standstill for the funeral procession of the murdered policeman Keith Palmer. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media. For the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
Once upon a time, a family met an ogre. No! A murderous beggar! In an enchanted kingdom. In an horrible dungeon. And had a magical day out.
Now you're caught a plague!
Choose your story with 2 free tickets to top attractions, Shrek's Adventure, or the London Dungeon. When you collect 10 tokens inside the Sun, continues this week. Only with the Sun Super Days.
This Easter at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like Leyland Trade Metemulsion in White or Magnolia, 2 10-litre tubs are just £22. Or an Hitachi 18-volt combi drill with 2 lithium-ion batteries and a free torch for just £89.99. Deals end Easter Monday. Screwfix, here when you need us.
So what do you think of my six-pack, Brian?
Oh, you never could count.
These abs, they're just like a washboard. Go on, give him a dig.
Well, only if you're sure, Neil.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
Oh, those aren't my abs.
paying.
Really?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and knackers only. Please bet responsibly.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We'll do watch out around Cheshire on the M6. Still severe delays. That's due to an earlier vehicle fire. We've got one lane closed off on the M6 southbound between junction 20 and 19 with delays back to junction 21A. That's adding about 40 minutes to people's journeys. The M4 westbound in Bristol is slow. We've got a broken down car blocking one lane between junction 19 and junction 20. The M5 through Worcestershire is slow due to an earlier car fire southbound between junction 4A and 5. I'm Poonam Verma.
Linda's handwritten hot cross buns.
I love baking, making hot cross buns for the grandchildren. I've got four now. David, he loves his with raisins. Sarah, she likes choc chips. Luke likes apricots. And Claire likes hers with cranberries. I just pop to Tesco and get everything I need. And of course, I always make a little extra dough to write the kids' initials on top. It wouldn't do to get them mixed up, would it?
Find Linda's handwritten hot cross bun recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. It's Monday. And, of course, today sees the funeral of PC Keith Palmer, the police officer who was killed during the Westminster terror attack just 2.5 weeks ago. His coffin travelling 2.5 miles, just over 2.5 miles of London's streets, avoiding the scene, notably, of that atrocity on Westminster Bridge. Last night, we know that the Queen had given permission for PC Palmer's body to rest in Westminster's Chapel of St Mary Undercroft, which is an honour normally reserved for very, very senior figures, usually political, Margaret Thatcher, for instance, Tony Benn. Alex Dibble, though, Tory's Alex Dibble, is down in, I think, the London Bridge Station. Alex, are you there?
Hi, John. Yeah, that's right. I'm just a couple of hundred yards from London Bridge Station on Southwark Street. This is the point at which the cortege will come past, I expect, in about 10 or 15 minutes' time. It's then going to pass by me and take a turn towards Southwark Cathedral, which is only a few yards from where I'm standing now. And the service, the funeral service, a full police funeral, will begin at 2 o'clock. There are thousands of people who have already come out to line the streets. And this is the largest gathering of UK police officers ever, and they line the route to where the cortege, the hearse and the horses will be coming past, as I said, in a few minutes' time.
We hear the phrase, of course we're hearing the phrase police funeral a lot. What is a police funeral in terms of how that differs?
Essentially, it's sort of the police equivalent of a state funeral, really. It's the highest goodbye, if you like, official goodbye that the police can give, and it's usually reserved for people who give their lives while they're serving, who are killed on duty and while they're doing their job. And that's what people have been telling me today, you know, that this was a man, PC Keith Palmer, 48 years old. He was a father, and he gave his life protecting us, protecting members of the public, and it's only right, therefore, that he is honoured in the highest way possible.
And in terms of the mood along the street, because I walked here to Talk Radio earlier, and it is part of that route is where I walked as well, and, you know, people just beginning to gather, this is a couple of hours ago, but is it a sombre mood? Is it a sort of mood of optimism for, what are you feeling down there?
It is a somber mood. I spoke to officers as I walked the route myself earlier this morning, and they, you know, one told me she was from the West Midlands, that on days like this, the police force, no matter where they serve across the country, are one big family. But I also spoke to Metropolitan Police officers who are here today to police this event, so they are at work, but of course it's no ordinary day's work for them. They are being paid for today, but they are also remembering their colleague PC Keith Palmer, and therefore a very somber atmosphere. I've spoken to members of the public too. As I said, thousands have shown up to pay their respects, and I spoke to a guy called John Lockery. He's from London, and he told me why he has come down today.
And why have you come down today?
I've come here to pay my respects for the, sad for me to say this, but for the innocent, the injured, and of course for Keith Palmer, who was killed at Westminster. And of course we're here to show up, yeah, how we feel about it, united together, and we'll also pray for his family too, and for the Metropolitan Police.
Is there much talk, Alex, of the other victims? Because obviously the news today is concentrated very much on the PC Palmer. But there is not a criticism too strong, but there's a thought that, given that he was a man who was killed in doing his job in the line of duty, whereas other people were very, very innocent, and you know there was no risk that they would have been expecting, is there any talk of the other victims in that sense?
They are in everyone's memories today. It would be wrong to say that's not the case. People are not just remembering PC Keith Palmer today. They are remembering the other victims, as John Lockery said in that clip there. You know, he is here to pay his respects to all the innocent people who lost their lives on March the 22nd at the hands of the terrorist Khalid Massoud. Andrea Christie, Leslie Rhodes, Kurt Cochran, and Aisha Fraid with the other people who lost their lives. But this is a full police funeral, and the reason for that is that we're honouring someone whose very job it was to protect members of the public from people like Khalid Massoud, and therefore it's understandable in one sense that there is huge attention today on the funeral of PC Keith Palmer. The funerals of the other four will of course be held separately, and their families and members of the public, their friends too, will pay their respects on those occasions as well. But today we remember someone whose job it was to protect the people of the United Kingdom.
And it's interesting, the notion, and I wasn't aware of this, about the express permission of the Queen has to be given for someone to lie in rest at Westminster, doesn't it?
Yes, it's St Mary Undercroft.
Yeah.
As you said a few moments ago, it's a very rare thing for the Queen to give permission when it's not someone like, you know, a huge political figure. Of course, PC Keith Palmer, his body has been there since, over the weekend. His family held a special service there yesterday, and they will ride in a vehicle alongside the hearse, which will snake its way through the South Bank through Southwark, and will then turn into a road just leading down away from me to Southwark Cathedral. There's some music that's just begun in the background.
I was going to ask you if you were playing the organ for a moment, Alex.
I'm not, I have to say. As the cortege comes past, there'll be horses from the Metropolitan Police, a huge mark of dignity and respect for the cortege as people say their goodbyes and pay their respects to PC Keith Palmer.
All right, thank you very much. Alex Dibble there. He's down by London Bridge, just yards from Southwark Cathedral, where that cortege is making its way. Now, we will talk to him later, catch up with him as the procession goes by. We are bringing you a slightly different show today. If you've just tuned in, you may have noticed that. Not quite the normal run of activity, because we think it's a significant story. It's worth us covering, so we will be doing so, bringing some guests and analysis on it as well. 1:30 now at the moment. Victoria has the latest news.
Talk Radio. In the next half an hour, a full police funeral will be held for PC Keith Palmer, who was stabbed to death in the Westminster terror attack. Colleagues have described him as the perfect policeman ahead of a service at Southwark Cathedral, which will be followed by a private cremation. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has also paid tribute.
always talking to tourists, always talking to visitors, always unbelievably polite and courteous, a real good public servant of the people in Parliament. And he died defending our Parliament. I'll be at the funeral today, and my deepest condolences and sympathies to his family.
G7 foreign ministers are expected to put pressure on Russia to distance itself from President Assad's regime in Syria. They're meeting in Italy days after American airstrikes followed a deadly chemical weapons attack in Idlib. Swedish police have interviewed 600 people following the Stockholm lorry attack. Four people were killed, including British man Chris Bevington on Friday. Barclays and its chief executive are to be investigated by the two main financial watchdogs over attempts to identify a whistleblower. The bank has already cut Jez Staley's annual bonus. And lawyers for Everton midfielder Ross Barkley say he was the victim of an unprovoked attack at the weekend. Merseyside police are looking at CCTV footage, which appears to show him being punched in a bar in Liverpool after his team's win over Leicester. The weather feeling much cooler compared to yesterday. Still with some sunny spells and a few showers. Driest in the south, and the highs are 14 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Ah, now. Did you research Easter weather?
Oh, no, I forgot.
Could you research Easter weather?
Do I have to?
Yes, we all want to know.
Can't you just Google it?
Well, you're the weather reporter.
For today. Today's weather, tomorrow's weather.
Easter's weather.
That's not today or tomorrow.
Well, add it to your remit, it's fine. I mean, we could just Google the weather.
Yeah.
But then you would be redundant, and no one wants that. Because we could also Google the news, technically, couldn't we?
Yeah. Although the station needs to have news to fulfil its requirements.
Well, I could read that out off Google.
Well, you've tried that and it failed.
Yeah, I could read that. Conrad read it out, didn't he?
I did really well.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I heard it on the internet and it was
terrible. See, it went viral.
It didn't go viral. It did not go viral. I think it was on the internet because it was so bad.
Things bad happening in the news doesn't go viral on the internet.
Is that a proper sentence?
Not really.
No.
Right, so in 2 hours, though, Victoria will have bonus news because you will know that the news bulletins are shorter than they used to be, so we do bring you bonus news. Mm. We usually do animal news, vegetable news or mineral news. What do we do on Friday? Can anyone remember?
I think David Spencer was meant to do animal news unless you changed it.
He did do animal news.
So it's vegetable news.
Vegetable,
today.
Okay, fine.
Vegetable news at 3:30 with Victoria. Thank you, Victoria.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Lots of other stories in the news as well, of course, which means, well, you can make one up entirely from scratch and get it into the news at 2 o'clock where it could nestle. It will nestle within the other stories. Nestle. Within the other stories, and provide you with much amusement as colleagues fail to realise it's a news lie and set about their day, or the rest of their day, believing what you've made up. You can get your made-up news stories too. As details of how to do that coming up next.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And our question for you, Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast fans, what do Cleopatra, Mike Baldwin from Coronation Street and Benidorm have in common? Going to have to hurry you. The answer joins me on the next Full Set Breakfast. It's Amanda Barry, top actor, top turn and top guest, only with me, Paul Ross, and your chance to have your say on the big burning issues of the day. Better call Paul. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, as I say, it's a slightly different show today. We make no apology again for that. It's the funeral, of course, of PC Keith Palmer, and we will be bringing you up to date with the cortege as it makes its way through London, and indeed the funeral as it occurs from, we think, around 2 p.m. this afternoon. However, it will be squashed in between bits of the normal programme. We'll be talking to Alex Dibble, of course. He's down at the scene. We're going to have some guests, some commentators and experts bringing us up to date as well. But the news agenda today, you've probably seen the newspapers, there's hell of a lot of stories around. It seems that people in Manchester are addicted to zombie drugs. That's something that's in the news.
Really?
You've not seen that?
No.
It's called Spice.
Spice. Oh, I've heard of Spice. It's in prison.
No, you've heard of the Spice Girls.
No, it's in prison, Spice.
Anyway, it's an act out of prison now.
Really?
It's on the streets of Manchester.
it's done its time.
It is. We know about... we might be in the middle of World War III by this evening, as Putin and Iran have essentially just said if America had crossed the line... Everyone's using the word cross the line a lot.
That's Putin it lightly. Damn it.
Don't speak again. Putin it lighty.
I meant Putin it lightly.
I know what you meant. Just say what you mean. That's Putin it lighty. That's like a Nobel Prize winning author. Oh, this book was written by Putin it lightly. Do you know him? Right, so the news agenda continues. Of course, Putin, Russia, Iran, America. There are also US warships off Korea. We know that. And this time last week, we were just at war with Spain, and now look what's happened. But it's your chance to make a news story up. Fake news, as Trump is so fond of, writ large. And here's what's been coming in so far for insertion into the news at 2, Cornelius.
This one from Sue, which is in a relation to one of my favourite stories from the weekend. After Labour's shadow Foreign Secretary Lisa Thornbury yesterday suggested to the Andrew Marr show that poor fat children should learn how to grow a carrot, tomorrow it has been revealed that Jeremy Corbyn will be visiting a primary school in Wigan and handing out carrots to a classroom of fat children, along with an information sheet on a sheet.
Sweet,
on
sweet.
On how to grow them and a cup of soil.
Oh, that's good news, isn't it? Yeah. Was it just carrots she said they should
grow? She said,
or the vegetables?
She said, this isn't a quote, quote, but poor fatty children should learn how to grow a carrot.
And then I understand she went, fatty, fat, fat.
Yeah. I think that's a bad idea, though, because it's like, you know, the story of give a man a fish and he will eat for a day.
Yes.
Give a man a fishing rod and he will eat forever.
Yeah.
We don't
only
these...
if he eats fishing rods.
Yeah, yeah. But
I mean, you've also got to give him access to water with fish in it.
Yeah.
There's no point in just giving a man a fishing rod.
But with the fat children, that's a bad idea. If you teach them how to grow carrots, they'll be getting high off their own supply and just eating too many carrots.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea. I think the government should be giving them one carrot a week.
Yeah. To just...
just to nibble on.
But slice it up so they get a slice a day or something.
Yeah. That would be my policy if I was the shadow foreign secretary.
Yeah. Was she specific they had to be poor fat children as well?
Well, that's what she said. Yeah, that's what all the papers are saying. Yeah, I didn't see the interview. Poor fat kids should learn how to grow a carrot.
Well, why don't... what they should do is they should feed smaller fat kids to the bigger fat kids. Because that way you'd reduce the number... of fat kids, wouldn't you? Or maybe the other way...
No, that's wrong.
Well, you would, though, wouldn't you? There'd be fewer fat kids if some of the fat kids ate the other fat kids. Technically.
Okay. But you said to feed the small children to the fat kids.
Yeah.
Which would make more fat kids than small kids.
No, I meant small fat kids. The fat kids that were smaller.
Sort of... Yeah, I see... I'm picturing,
like a sort of Russian doll.
Yeah, that's how I'm picturing it in my head. So, and storage-wise, that does help. I'm not sure what it does for the statistics.
Well... you know, statistics.
That's a very good point.
Aren't they? So, you know, so I make a good point, don't I?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Grow a carrot.
Okay. I'm not. What? Right. So, what else has been said? Who's the name, by the way?
That was Sue.
Thank you, Sue. It's now estimated that the average school child in the UK is now so clever that they require 2 pencil cases to fit all of their academic instruments required to study. A survey has shown that a normal student will require, as well as pens and pencils, a number of different apparatus, including a compass, a set square, a magnifying glass, and their typo there, and their PE kit. And carrots, which they have to store in a giant
carrot seeds.
Carrot kit. Of course, because the children are all fat these days. Or something, according to the shadow forest secretary.
Why not rich fat children? Why shouldn't they have to learn to grow a carrot?
Because they can buy them.
I guess.
Yeah, so that's what they're putting.
Pay a poor one to grow it for them.
Yeah, and then eat them. If they have rich fat children, they eat poor fat children. That's probably what Lisa Thornbury's calling for.
I feel
for.
Like we're getting close to the solution to child obesity.
We're not
obesity,
there yet, but there's still 3.5 hours of show to go. Yeah. So by 4 o'clock, we might have fixed this. Yeah. That's the trouble. You see fat kids, all the kids are getting fatter. We know that.
Oh, yeah. You see them. They're on the trains at the moment because of Easter holidays.
All snap-gramming slices of pizza to each other, aren't they? I've seen them do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, those phones the kids have got now, and that app you get, which is called Fat App, FAP. Right, and they just and what you do is you use it, and pizza just comes out of your phone.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I know.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. I mean, what I think Emily Gorman was getting at, you know, the carrot and the... She's mixing up the benefits here. Because, you know, the carrot and the stick metaphor. You use the fishing rod metaphor.
Yes,
the carrot and the stick metaphor. Whereby you can give exercise to, say, a donkey.
Mm.
If you tie a carrot on a stick to its head, right?
Yeah.
And it's so stupid, it chases the carrot. But it's exercise. It's running after the carrot it can never catch. If you did that with, like, a bit of pizza... Or a bag of crisps with a fat kid, right? Then you're going to solve the problem. Now we're getting closer because what you do is if you tie a stick, I don't know, what do fat children eat?
Pizza, burgers, chips. Chips is a classic.
So you got some chips.
Yeah.
Right. You dangle some chips off a stick attached to a fat kid's head. Right. It's in front. Right. And then they'll run after it, won't they? And they're exercising then, aren't they? Getting thin.
Yeah.
They're not going to chase after a carrot, is what I'm saying.
No.
So they won't want that. They won't want it. So there's no point. So that Shadow Foreign Secretary Lise Thornbury needs...
Mm. What about carrot cake?
Yeah, I suppose a bit of carrot cake would do.
Mm.
So the kids could grow carrot cake, which you then attach to their head with a stick, and the exercise is then built in with them trying to get hold of food. I don't know why I'm not Shadow Foreign Secretary, frankly. I don't know why. Or Chinese.
No.
Anyway. You listen to Talk Radio. Now, after this, more on the show today cometh a work experience punditry. Sophie will be here. She's one of our work experiences, and she'll be in reviewing a week's worth of television for us. There's the big debate as well, and a game of band. Or rabbit, an Easter-friendly game of band or rabbit. All on the way, Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Roll up. Come spin the wheel of uncertainty. Round and round and round she goes. What you'll pay, nobody knows.
If opening your broadband bill feels like this each month...
Ooh, you lose.
Maybe it's time to switch to TalkTalk. Unlike BT and Sky, who've just put their prices up, our low monthly fixed price plans have a no price rise guarantee for their entire length. Like unlimited broadband for £22.95 a month, including line rental, for the whole 18 months. Break the wheel of uncertainty. Visit talktalk.co.uk. TalkTalk. For everyone. Conditions apply.
A tough and overgrown lawn never gets in the way of the McCulloch man when there's a match on. Like a powerful striker with his McCulloch lawnmower. He has the power to get the job done, cutting the lawn down to size well before the pre-match build-up, leaving it looking good enough to host the cup final. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Goldilocks and the Two Bears, the Two Musketeers, the Two Amigos, the Two Tenors, the Two Little Pigs. Somehow, it doesn't feel the same, does it? Because great things come in threes, like the Renault Clio, Captur and Kadjar. Three great cars, 3 years 0% APR representative, 3 years free servicing. Renault Finance, over 18, subject to status. Order by 15th of May and register by 30th of June. Servicing limited to 30,000 miles. Participating dealers, T's and C's at renault.co.uk/offers.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Linda's handwritten hot cross buns.
I love baking, making hot cross buns for the grandchildren. I've got four now. David, he loves his with raisins. Sarah, she likes choc chips. Luke likes apricots. And Claire likes hers with cranberries. I just pop to Tesco and get everything I need. And of course, I always make a little extra dough to write the kids' initials on top. It wouldn't do to get them mixed up, would it?
Find Linda's handwritten hot cross bun recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
No change if you're trying to get into Huddersfield. The Leeds Road, the A62, as you head into town, remains closed after an accident. There's some heavy traffic on the M62 east around Junction 19 for Haywood because of a broken down vehicle. The M6 in Cheshire is suffering south because of emergency repairs near the Lim interchange, and northbound because of a breakdown in the roadworks between Junction 16 and 17 near Stoke. And I'm afraid there's severe delays between Lichfield and Burton upon Trent. The A38 north through Barton under Needwood remains closed after a lorry fire and a fuel spill. I'm Jarena Adams.
Helen's homecoming lamb.
It's a lot quieter around here since the boys went off to college. Sunday roast was always the highlight. All the family around the table for my roast leg of lamb with salsa verde crust. I'm doing it again today. It's their favourite, and hang on a minute.
Hi, Mum. We brought a couple of pals back. Is that all right?
Yeah. It's good to have them back for a couple of weeks.
Find Helen's homecoming lamb recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon. It's Monday, of course. I'm John Holmes. And this afternoon, we are bringing you coverage of the funeral, of course, of PC Keith Palmer, who was murdered in the terrorist attack at Westminster Bridge just 2.5 weeks ago. On the line is Chris Hobbs. He's a retired special branch officer at the Met. Good afternoon, Chris.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking the time to join us. Difficult day, isn't it?
It is. I'm here at the moment, just by the river, with a number of retired officers and a number of serving officers in carriers and standing there lining the route. But it is a difficult time. It's one that I think will forever impact on the police service. And we're here to pay our respects and to show our solidarity with the family.
Yeah.
And with all Keith's former colleagues, who must be absolutely devastated by what's occurred.
Of course. What makes it... Because police officers, sadly, of course, we hear a lot, die in the line of duty, many different scenarios, many different occasions. What makes this one so significant, Chris?
I think they're all significant, to be quite honest. Mm-hmm. I think every death of a police officer in the line of duty does have a huge impact. I think here, possibly because of the current situation, because it took place really in the heart of our democracy, maybe adds an extra poignancy to it. There's also a perception, I think, that the police service is going through a very difficult time. Cutbacks with a heightened terror alert, increased assaults on police. So it is a difficult time for the police service, and it's a time when I think everyone wants to come together. Serving officers, retired officers, show their solidarity and, of course, really provide as much comfort as possible to the family of Keith Palmer.
And in terms of the mood from the general public as well, because indeed, I mean, many, 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 many police officers, of course, on the streets today in London, lining the route and so forth. But a lot of members of the public as well. And it's interesting because, as you say, the police come in for a lot of criticism a lot of the time, and it's just one of those moments, I guess, when everyone appears to be on the same side.
That's right. I think, by and large, the police always do have good support amongst the public, and I think this has shown how deep that support runs. We're constantly hearing from our critics, including critics, of course, in Parliament itself. But I think this really shows the depth of appreciation that the public have for the police. It's good to see, but of course, it'd be much nicer to see it in in other circumstances than this one.
Yeah.
But I think the police service themselves, and the frontline officers especially, who are finding life very difficult at the moment, do appreciate this show, really, from the public, in how much they do appreciate and support the police.
And what can you tell us about Keith Palmer himself? Because I imagine yourself and your colleagues have spent the last couple of weeks talking about him and his work and what he did. And what can you shed on a light on him as a man for us at all?
Well, certainly I never met him because I retired some years ago and didn't have the privilege of meeting Keith. But certainly every serving officer who has met Keith, who has worked with him, has nothing but praise for him. He was, of course, an ex-military man as well.
Yeah.
Obviously someone you can rely on with a good sense of humour, always willing to go the extra mile for his colleagues and for the public. The fact he's held in such high regard was shown the day after when his former territorial support group colleagues all got together at the New Scotland Yard to pay their respects and really in a sign of tribute, really, to the sort of man that he was. So an officer, highly respected, very popular, but then very, very typical of the average police officer.
Yeah. Well, in terms of the feeling towards the victims, because there's been, not criticism is the wrong word, but there's slight concern, I think, maybe with people saying, well, it's all very well this guy getting the tribute, and rightly so, but he was just doing his job, whereas innocent people were caught up in this. They're not going to get the same treatment, are they?
Well, I suppose not, but I think, again, within the police service itself, there is tremendous sympathy for the other victims because it's the police that have to deal with the aftermath, the investigation, the family liaison work, and, of course, officers were sprinting across Westminster Bridge from South London, running across to do what they could for the victims, and some of the officers there would have witnessed, as did members of the public, some terrible sights. So certainly as far as the police officers are concerned, there is tremendous sympathy for the victims. They know how friends, family of the other victims feel. But of course, it's not really within their control of what the media says in terms of this event.
No, that's a fair point, yeah. And looking ahead now, I mean, you know, after today, and of course, you know, we'll also be talking about it tomorrow and the day after and the day after, but life and your work or your work with your colleagues has to go on, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. And as I said before, life is getting more difficult for police officers. It's certainly changed a lot, even since I retired, in terms of the problems they're facing on the streets with increased crime, despite what the government says, increased violent crime. We see it in London with stabbings and shootings. We see it in Merseyside. They've got tremendous problems up there with shootings.
Mm.
And of course, a constant terrorist threat, mental health issues, the number of people that are suffering from mental health issues, that seems to be a real problem now. So there are huge, huge issues that the police are going to have to contend with in the future. But it's their job. There will be, even at 2 o'clock, there will be officers answering 999 calls, doing their best under great pressure and stress. So, yeah, it's a difficult time for the police, but policing goes on and has to go on.
And what happens, finally, Chris, when, you know, we've seen this huge show of support with police officers from all over England and Wales coming down to London for this? I mean, the implication there is, well, hang on, who's doing the policing back at home? And what's the answer to that? How does that work? Do people get days off cancelled? Is that how it is?
Well, there are... police forces sending down officers formally to line the route, which I think is appropriate.
Yeah.
But there are officers who will be working. There are officers coming down on their days off. But I don't think you'll find somewhere else in the country policing being denuded by officers attending this funeral. There are certain strengths that have to be adhered to. Calls still have to be answered, so the public won't notice any difference out on the streets should they have a problem throughout the UK. But I think it's quite right, really, that officers need to come together and pay their respects, and even the ones that are working will know what's going on here.
Yeah.
So I think that's absolutely crucial. But in terms of the public suffering today because of a lack of police, no, that simply isn't going to happen.
And it's human nature, isn't it, I suppose, when something like this happens, and you know, and colleagues in all walks of life, I suppose, you know, in any accident or any situation, any death, that show of solidarity, that bit when everyone comes together, it's human nature, right?
Well, I think it is, and we saw it, didn't we, with the casualties war dead, really, coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq, and the tributes that were paid there by the public. I think it is important everyone comes together. It may not last too long, but I think it's absolutely crucial. And as I say, I think the police service, where morale is, let's face it, quite low, I think this will give it, in some ways, a little bit of a boost, because the police will appreciate sometimes, and perhaps we forget or don't realise, how much the public do appreciate what the police do on a daily basis in, as I say, the job that's becoming ever more difficult as the months go by.
Do you think it will send a message to the government?
I don't really want to get too political on a day like this.
Okay.
But no, I don't think it will. I don't think so. But at the same time, as I say, I think we all of us here, and there's quite a few retired officers that have contact with the media, I think none of us here want to make political points on a day like today.
Understood. Chris, listen, thanks very much for taking the time to join us.
No problem at all.
There we go. Chris Hobbs, retired special branch officer at the Met, who is, well, in London today on the route of the funeral, which, of course, takes place at 2 o'clock.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Victoria will be here with the news at 2 o'clock, of course, with the latest on that. Alex Dibble as well is at the scene just outside Southwark Cathedral. He'll be joining us later to give us his impressions and insight into the mood down there. But once again, yeah, officers from all over the country lining the route. It's coming up to 2 o'clock now. The cortege has made its way from Westminster and is getting down towards Southwark Cathedral as we speak. And as I say, Victoria bringing you up to date with it in the news at 2. However, slightly different show from us today, because we need to take into account our coverage of that as we go along, so things will have moved around a bit. Coming after 2 o'clock, today's diversity paper review, because there are many other stories in the news, of course, not least the fact that we might be at war regarding this whole Syria thing. Basically, Russia and Iran have now said that they will retaliate should Trump fire any more missiles. So World War III possible by this evening. To think last week at this time we were just at war with Spain. Happy times, simpler times. However, headline hijack. Of course, there will be a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock. And we'd like you to make it up. That's the way it works. It's there to confuse people not listening to this bit of the programme. Today, Cornelius, you have the name, I believe,
yes,
of said
winner.
Well, it's not really a winner situation, is it? It's more the victor, the victor, the spoils. Anyway, who is it?
It's Mick.
Mick. Hello, Mick. Where's Mick from?
Mick's in Plymouth.
Mick's in Plymouth. Mick's made-up story is in the news, which is next on Talk Radio. After that, as I say, we will be going through today's newspapers with the diversity paper review, because there's lots of other stories around, of course, to talk about. As well, there will be the big debate this afternoon. That's going to be happening. Work experience punditry as Sophie comes in to review the weekend's television, and a game of Band or Rabbit. All coming before 4. It's Talk Radio, Monday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Sorry to interrupt, realise you're busy? That's why you didn't even really stop for lunch. Just a meal deal that you had to eat between the shop and work. Of course, you're also much too busy to suffer the discomfort of heartburn or indigestion, which can follow lunch on the go. Try Gaviscon Double Action. It gets to work instantly and lasts up to twice as long as antacids. Get dual relief from heartburn and indigestion with Gaviscon Double Action. Available in tablets for relief on the go. Gaviscon Double Action. Always read the label.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
A score's what we want, 20's plenty.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media, for the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
This Easter at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like a Mountfield hand-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £129.99, saving £20. Or Leyland Trade Matte Emulsion in white or magnolia, two 10-litre tubs for just £22. But hurry, deals end Easter Monday. Screwfix, here when you need us.
It's Jet Set Go for the Great Easter Excursion on TalkSport 2 with Trust Ford. Go to TalkSport.com/competitions, answer the Easter teaser and you could win a cracking £500 holiday gift card. Fancy sipping sangrias sunny side up in Spain, poaching the best place by the pool in Parma, or even experiencing an unbeatable city break in New York. Play the Great Easter Excursion on TalkSport 2 with Trust Ford. Trust us to find the right car for you.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Monday, Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, thousands turn out to honour murdered PC.
Talk Radio.
A full police funeral is getting underway at Southwark Cathedral for PC Keith Palmer, who was killed in the Westminster terror attack. The service and procession beforehand marks the largest ever gathering of UK police officers. Alex Dibble is there for Talk Radio.
As the cortege passed in front of me, PC Palmer's colleagues stood with their heads bowed. The public were completely silent. Thousands of people have lined the streets to pay tribute to a man who gave his life protecting them.
Not only did he give his life protecting others, but he's also stood for what the British values should be. And us standing out here today shows that we don't fear anyone, we're not scared.
It's very sad, but it's nice to see that everyone's come out, you know, as a mark of respect for him.
The funeral service is being relayed to the public outside and will be followed by a private cremation.
Elsewhere, the US Secretary of State says America wants to hold to account any and all who commit crimes against innocent people. Rex Tillerson has arrived in Italy as G7 foreign ministers prepare to meet for a summit on Syria. Swedish police have now interviewed up to 600 people after Friday's truck attack. They've carried out further raids and admit the investigation could take a year to complete. And Merseyside police are investigating an alleged assault on Everton footballer Ross Barkley. CCTV footage taken in a bar in Liverpool city centre appears to show the midfielder being punched hours after his team's Premier League victory against Leicester.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Feeling much cooler compared to yesterday, with sunny spells and a few showers. Driest in the south with highs of 14 degrees. And do you want to know what's happening at Easter, John?
It's all we want to know, Victoria.
I don't think it's all you want
to know. In the weather terms, it is.
All right. So, at the moment, the Easter weekend looks like there's going to be a mix of sun showers. Sun showers. No, not sun showers. Oh. Showers.
I thought you'd invented an entire new weather system for
sunny
us.
Sunny spells. No, right. I don't have the power to do that. Right. And it's going to feel cooler than the weekends we've had recently. So it's not going to be as hot as the weekend we just had.
Well, that's annoying in a way, isn't it?
Yep. Well, for you maybe, not for me.
Why not for you?
I had a 3-day weekend on the hot one.
That's a,
and I'm working
not
the
first
on the
time
Easter
you said
one.
That sentence, is it?
Moving on.
Okay. Bonus news today.
Yes.
In what time is it? It's an hour and a half.
Yep.
Vegetable news.
Yeah.
Well, there is vegetables in the news as well. Quite a big story, of course.
Go on.
Carrots.
Go on.
Carrots. The shadow Labour Foreign Secretary has said that fat children should grow their own carrots. That's what we know.
Okay, I'll look into that.
Okay, then.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one of them. I mean, there's plenty more vegetable news, I'm sure. But anyway,
I mean, I haven't looked yet.
No. Victoria has to make the time up, of course, because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. We bring you bonus news this afternoon at 3:30. Thank you, Victoria. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal's second biggest shareholder wants under pressure manager Arsene Wenger to have an input in selecting his successor. Alisher Usmanov is quoted as saying he doesn't think Wenger alone is to blame for their poor form this season. In an interview, he says the board, which he's not a member of, must bear huge responsibility for the situation. The Gunners look to move to within 4 points of the Premier League's top four this evening away at Crystal Palace. Their relegation battling opponents won at leaders Chelsea last weekend, but Arsene Wenger says that didn't shock him.
The win of Crystal Palace at Chelsea is in the continuity of what we have seen in the Premier League since the start of the season. The difference between the teams has become shorter and smaller, so anything can happen in any game.
Finally, in Rugby League Super League, St Helens have sacked head coach Kieran Cunningham. After spending 24 years at the club as player and as a member of the backroom staff, he leaves them seventh in the table. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a group calling themselves Harambee's Nightmare has called on the Grand National to make their fences higher in next year's race after all the horses came back safely. The controversial group campaign across the world against what they call the mollycoddling of animals. The organisers of the race have said they're not willing to dignify the group with any sort of response.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the live news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At 6 minutes past 2 o'clock. Did I forget to do the sport then, by the way? We did the sport, didn't we?
I don't know.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
I wasn't listening, yeah, to be honest. Truth be told, yeah, I always sort of zone out.
It's because I don't listen to the sport.
Don't you?
Anyway, look, Rudd's here. Hi, Rudd.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. All right, thanks. Yes. Now, it's time for the diversity paper review. If you're a regular listener, you will know that the Diversity Paper Review, well, it's exactly that. It's a review of the papers, and that, of course, is what we do on the radio. It's what the radio people do. However, every day we bring you a paper review from the point of view of a different diversity. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. And rightly so. Rudd, remind us of your diversity.
Bisexuality is the
diversity. Is right. And that's good. That's a good one.
Which one's not a good one, John? Out of interest.
They're all good.
Oh, okay.
They're all great.
Good.
Just to be clear.
Just checking.
Just to be clear. Sure. What paper have you gone through first, Rudd?
Well, it's kind of all over the shop, really, is Iran and Russia.
Yes.
Threatening the US with retaliation against their action in Syria. So it's World War III, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Like I said, last week, this time, we were only at war with Spain.
Yeah.
So it seems, what a happier time.
It was a bit of an omen, the whole Spain thing, because everyone's like, ah, we're going to war. Oh, God, we're actually going to war.
It is interesting, isn't it? Because Trump, that missile, a lot of the papers are talking about this in these terms today. That missile attack, 59 Tomahawk missiles at Syria from US warships off the coast. And at the time, we were all a little surprised, I suppose it's fair
to
say.
Well, it was very surprising for US president to launch an attack on a UN nation with no prior kind of warning. So.
But a lot of speculation in the papers, is it not, that it was to grab media attention? It sort of shifted the axis on opinion of Trump a little bit.
Yes, because the day before he launched all the Tomahawk missiles, Jared Kushner, who was Trump's son-in-law, and also I can't remember his exact, he does something in the White House. He's a kind of
it's
advisor.
Mostly his family doing everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
that's
isn't he the Nick Hewer on the American version of The Apprentice?
Is that real? Is
I don't know. That sort of roles, I imagine Donald Trump has. The Margaret.
Jared Kushner was meant to be questioned over his over potential links to Russia. And then coincidentally, 50 Tomahawk missiles were launched at Syria the day that everyone was meant to be talking about Jared Kushner's Russia ties. So.
Yeah, and this came as well at a similar time of the... Now, let me get this right. It was for immunity of prosecution.
Oh, yeah. So, Mike Flynn, who is... who was... another Trump advisor.
He was
not just a Trump advisor.
Outside the boardroom and says, "You can go in now."
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for your input, Colin.
Yeah. So
good. But he essentially, you know, he got removed from the job because of the ties with Russia very early on in the administration.
Yes. And then a few days ago, he said, "I'll testify if you give me immunity."
I think the quote was, "I've got a story to tell."
He also tweeted a few years ago, not a few years ago, he tweeted last year when everyone was talking about Hillary's FBI investigation. He said, "There's no, the only people who ask for immunity are people who've committed crimes."
That's right, and then went on.
My favourite thing about the Trump administration is the ability to, like, just find any tweet that they tweeted about a year ago and just bring it forward to now and how it applies to them. All of Trump's tweets about Obama golfing, that immunity tweet, just any Donald Trump tweet from a year ago directly applies to Donald Trump now.
Donald Trump also tweeted back in under the Obama administration that anyone planning an attack on Syria would require permission from Congress. Yeah. And then he said something like, "You imagine the consequences if that doesn't happen," or something like that. And then, of course, he goes.
He said that Obama should ask Congress to launch the missiles, which Trump didn't do.
Yeah.
He said that he golfs too much, which Trump now does. Literally everything that he criticised Obama for, he is now doing, but, like, worse.
What's the theory then of so the obviously Russia, Syrian ally, and we know about that. But the world has sort of come out and condemned the terrible gas attacks.
Well, yeah,
that's Trump's reason for the missiles. But a lot of people, and again, the speculation is that it's more of a show. They got prior warning to evacuate this base and all this.
I don't know how verified this is, but I saw quite a few news outlets publish it that Trump warned Russia before he warned, you know, the people around him that I say the people around him, like Congress and stuff, that he'd be launching the attack. Which is fair. He may have, you know, wanted to just kind of minimize. He didn't want to bomb Russians. I mean, which, you know, fair enough on his part. You kind of want to minimize the, you know.
It paints us into an awkward corner, really, doesn't it? Because you've got this whole, you know, when you look at the pictures now of who we're having to deal with on the world stage, it's Trump, Putin, North Korea, Iran. You know, it's not exactly the most stable leaders.
Yeah,
baddies. That's the thing. They're all baddies. There's no clear goodies.
Yeah. Tim Brooke Taylor. Bill Oddie, Graham Garden, were clearly the goodies, Cornelius. I mean, just a little bit of comedy history will tell you that. My dad had their albums and books. And there was an episode with a giant cat pushed over the post office tower. One of the first terrorist attacks, in many ways. The goodies, clearly a thing.
Yeah. It's an interesting topic. It's one. Trump bombing Syria is one of the things where, like, I've never been this, like, undecided on something as to, like, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing or not. I've never kind of.
Just take a side now.
Trump. No, wait, Assad.
Murderer.
No, wait, Trump.
Murderer.
No, wait.
Murderer.
Assad. No,
murderer.
Wait, Trump. I mean. I don't know. I feel like he just kind of did it without any plan of what to do next.
That's the gist of the front of the papers today, is what happens now. And now Iran have got, and been very vocal about their ties with Russia, and almost issued a threat.
Yeah.
In sense of, like, we will take retaliatory action if... this happens again. So, okay, what if there's another... We don't know.
And are they literally going to attack America? Is that what they're saying?
Well, they haven't literally said that. But the implication is...
What else is there to do?
Well, there's American Air Force bases. There's the ships themselves. But Iran getting involved. It's like, as you rightly said when we came into this bit, it's like World War III.
Yeah. My favourite tweet... Someone said... I was watching, you know, a Twitter thread about it, and someone replied saying, "Oh, this isn't an act of war. Trump firing missiles on, Syria and Assad." And it's like, literally, imagine if any country fired anything at the US, it would just immediately be like that country would just be curb stomped into the ground before the last missile launched.
But you've got to. There's all the arguments about the West intervening in war crimes and atrocities.
Yeah. I mean, there's that. I mean, taking action against Syria for launching chemical attacks on its own people is definitely the right thing to do. I just don't think randomly bombing stuff is the right.
Which
way
is why now the talk is of sanctions again.
It's
not interesting that Boris Johnson cancelled his trip. And it's now gone to Italy. I imagine we'll be at war with Italy by tonight as well. Now Boris Johnson's involved in that. But it's interesting times, isn't it? And the paper's obviously full of it today on all the front pages. Now, there are a lot of other stories around, which we will get to after the break, because there's, for a start, the Spice.
University Challenge.
What
else have I got?
Dreadful, shocking news that there are two all-male teams in the final. But there's plenty of other stuff in the press. We'll get through it next on the programme. Also, of course, we will be bringing you coverage. The funeral has begun of PC Keith Palmer. As we know, we've been hearing about it in the last hour. We spoke to a former Special Branch officer about the mood in the Met at the moment. Alex Dibble is on the scene for us. But we'll be bringing you all of that throughout the afternoon. Talk Radio, I'm John Hedges.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Water deregulation means the floodgates will open and England's business water market will be awash with new competition. So if your bills are overflowing, it's time to tap up the U team from UtilityWise. They've got all the skills to manage your bills. What are you waiting for? Who writes this? Basically, go to utilitywise.com/water or text water to 62277 to save up to 25% on your utility bills and get a splash of cash back. Savings based on water plus gas or electricity combined and minimum annual consumption. T's and C's apply.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media. For the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay.
Oh, Liz, you're such a hoarder. There's so much stuff in this wardrobe, some have even got new tags. I mean, when was the last time you fitted into these?
Leather trousers.
Look at the heels on those.
Vintage platform shoes.
And how many of these do you need?
Designer handbags.
And what is this?
Dazzling disco jumpsuits. With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place for you to sell than eBay. The ultimate way to streamline your wardrobe shop.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news in Huddersfield. The A62 Leeds Road heading into town has reopened. There's still queues on the M6 in Cheshire, south near the limb interchange because of emergency repairs, and north near Stoke, 16 to 17 because of a broken down vehicle. There is now a lane open on the northbound A38 through Barton under Needwood after a lorry caught fire there, but still severe delays between Lichfield and Burton because of the restrictions. In Tilbury in Essex, the eastbound A13 approaching the A1089 has been closed because of a spill, and through Clapham Hill in Kent Thanet Way heading towards London is still closed because of an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
Why test drive the smart and tough Ford Ranger?
It's ginormous.
It controls music and temperature with voice commands.
It tows its own weight in a weight.
It detects other road users with forward alert.
It's a truckosaurus.
Quite. And take a test drive between the 7th and 17th of April. You'll save £500. The Ford Ranger. Smart.
And tough.
Visit ford.co.uk for more details. Ford. Go further.
Test drive any Ford Ranger between the 7th and 17th of April 2017 and receive an additional £500 customer saving on the on-the-road price. Vehicles to be contracted by the 17th of April and registered by the 31st of December 2017. Retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating dealers.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Didn't notice. Right, so I'll have another look in a bit. Right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes. And we're going through the papers, of course. Rudd's here. We'll be going through some more stories in a moment. But one thing I think we can all determine is that the news is very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, many people can't, Cornelius. That is why we are here to help take you through it. Of course, analysing the news in depth. And we could do that with a series of guest interviews, with a series of commentators, with a series of live reports. I find it easier to distill it down to its component parts, the news. And when you take the news apart, of course, what you end up with inside, deep down in the very essence of the news, is Japanese poetry. It's why we bring you Current Affairs via the medium of short form oriental verse. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Russia and Iran threaten to hit back at the U.S. will hit the fan.
News! In haikus. Right, we're talking to Rudd. He's got the papers. He's going through the papers for us. Is what we're going to talk about now. This, of course, in all of the papers today, all over the news agenda, isn't it? This, the drug spice, which you've been hearing about in the background of the news for a while, but today it seems to have leapt up into the main agenda. What's the drug spice, Rudd?
So, spice is a synthetic, I can't remember, it's like
cannabis.
Basically synthetic cannabis that over the past few years or so has, it was made in a lab to simulate cannabis. So it was a legal high because it wasn't, you know, technically outlawed by drug laws. Then they outlawed it, and then they tweaked the formula a bit. Then they tweaked it a bit.
Is that how it works? If you the whole legal high market.
Yeah.
Once someone bans something, if you tweak it slightly, it changes its constituent parts and therefore becomes a...
I suppose so, yeah.
Wasn't there that law, like, 2 years ago where they just banned all legal highs, and what they had done is just banned everything, basically?
Yeah, it was when they banned poppers.
They backtracked a bit on that, though, didn't they?
Yeah, so it didn't come down to a full ban. I think poppers are still banned. But this drug, spice, it used to just be sold in shops and stuff.
Right.
Until it was kind of banned, and now it's literally as strong as heroin, from what I hear. Yeah. And it looks like it as well, because you see these pictures of people just slumped over, just standing up, just slumped over in the street.
Yeah. Well, this is the whole zombie drug, they're calling it. This is the pictures that are in a lot of the papers today. Manchester, there's a particular problem.
Manchester is kind of the heart of it, really.
Right.
It's big in prisons as well. I saw a prison documentary and it's huge. It was that Panorama prison documentary. And they're all on spice, like, openly taking it in front of the guards and stuff. And it proper just, like, whacked them out.
So this is probably why the guards don't mind. less trouble today.
Yeah.
No, but it's getting to the point where they feel like they can't call a medic for it because it's happening too often.
Right.
And there's not really much that they can do other than, I think, sit them down and give them some water. But, yeah.
Because the way it works is, from how I've had it explained to me by a drug expert, is that it basically floods your central nervous system with whatever it contains.
Yes.
So rather than just kind of going to one part, it kind of takes over, inverted commas, the whole body, and which is why you just kind of...
And how long do the effects last? I mean, is it...
I'm sure it's in an article somewhere.
It's short-term thing, because the pictures we're seeing are of people just lying on the floor in the street and stuff. So people just kind of openly taking this. And the police have said it's a big problem, and it's got a social thing. But is it one of those things that this happens a lot? You know, the drug problems are prevalent, but then the press gets hold of something, as it's a pay-per-view, you know, because it's got the word spice in it, so already it sounds a little glamorous.
Yeah, it might be the fact that it's a bit of a trendy meme type thing.
Yeah.
But the reason it kind of became such a big issue is that dealers, like heroin dealers, started selling it. And people are now using again, this is from what I've heard on a drug expert on the radio.
Yeah. Very defensive.
No, because I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
He said that people are using heroin to get off of spice. Which, to me, sounds a little, you know, far-fetched. But, you know, I'll believe anything because I don't really... understand.
Well, he's a drug expert, logically.
He's got a word before the word expert in his title.
Made
up. Yeah, exactly. I think it was highlighted in the Manchester Evening News last night, and then Radio 4 did it this morning, because it's basically, the people that take spice are people who are predominantly mentally ill people and homeless people. And, you know, very troubled teens. So it overruns the homeless community in Manchester, basically. So yeah, it's
And what? Why? I mean, just look this up. But 1 to 8 hours a hit of spice can last for. So that's quite a long.
That is very long.
Yeah, intense reactions 10 to 30 minutes. But overall, the effect can last. Now, one would argue that's why it's not so much a party drug as a lot of these legal highs have been in the past, I suppose. But if you are homeless and you've got
If you've got nothing to do, you may as well, right?
It's a case of that, isn't it?
Exactly. That's what you do that day.
That day, and then the real problems that you face are artificially pushed aside.
Yeah.
And it's the same with anything. It's the same with drinking problems and everything else. But it's just interesting. This has caught the imagination of the press recently far more because of that.
I think the name's a definite. Thing. The name's a definite kind of press magnet.
All right.
Should we talk about University Challenge?
I want to talk about University Challenge, yes. Tell us about University Challenge.
There has been uproar, i.e. there are a few tweets, about the fact that the University Challenge final panel was all male. It was all men. Which I think
Come on, snowflake millennial boy.
I think it's fair enough. That
what?
I think the outrage is fair enough.
What?
Because, I mean, look, I'm not going to claim to have, like, my politics of gender and kind of representation well-versed enough to explain this. But I just think, you know, the more representation, the better.
Agreed, but one argument is that it is open to all.
Yeah.
It's not like they... It's not. Is it a case of there aren't enough teams... to enter formed by women teams?
There might be. I think it kind of has roots in different issues, in as much as there was there are issues with kind of promotion of women in university and kind of the general pushing of go out and do that, whereas when you're a bloke you're just told you can do anything, which kind of makes people go and apply for stuff that normally they wouldn't.
What about all the teams that they're all nerds? There's no cool people in there. Why aren't people moaning about that?
Well, because
us cool people don't get recognised in Cornelius. University Challenge.
I wasn't asked to go on it.
No.
No. And that's
neither that, was I. I was too busy.
And that's racist.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Us cool legends. We're too busy out at the pub. So we don't even watch it.
I mean, I wasn't invited, but I didn't go to university, so...
No.
I think
well, it's an even bigger challenge, then.
But it's interesting how it's classic, because of the whole NUS snowflakey move the statue of the thing. Oh, don't say an offensive thing on campus. Yeah, you're kind of people.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, flaky millennials.
Well, no,
But it's literally played into their hands, because it's universities, and it's a challenge. And it's therefore it's this.
The one good point that I heard made was... Is it Chris Monkman? Eric Monkman?
Eric Monkman. He's the front person of one of the teams.
Who's received, you know, he's got a lot of attention on social media and stuff for being very intense.
Yeah.
And kind of very, he's great. Whereas the last time there was a woman who kind of got attention on University Challenge was that, what was her name? Hannah something, can't remember. It was the last time, and basically everyone called her the perfect woman and just praised her for how very she was very attractive, how attractive she was. And it was just basically highlighting the fact that when there's a bloke on there, he gets, you know, praised for how good he is.
He wasn't really, praised. He was mocked for being a sort of robotic weirdo, I think, was the gist of it. But is it also true that, you know, men overall... maybe are just geeky idiots with too much...
Yeah, well, they don't know any women. That's why there's none on there. When they're forming their teams, they're looking around going...
They've never had a girlfriend. They don't know.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, I think the reason it comes down to is just men are just better than women.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at, yeah. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
I disagree with you, Rudyard. I think that's a ridiculous statement to make.
Rud, listen, thank you very much for coming in and going through the papers. Flaky millennial Rud there. It's another diversity, that is. Flinennial.
You can't call them that, though.
Hey, it's a trigger word for Rudd, that is.
This is my safe space right here.
Yeah, good. Off you go to your safe space. Thank you for doing that. Paper review there with Rudd. Of course, coming up with the next bit, Sophie's going to be here. She is going to be going through the weekend's television for us. We've got the big debate on the way as well this afternoon. And I'm going to say the phrase squirrel documentary. All will become clear as the afternoon wears on. Just after 2:30 now, Victoria's got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
The funeral of PC Keith Palmer, who was murdered in the Westminster terror attack, is underway in London. The 48-year-old was one of five people killed by Khalid Massoud last month. His name has been added to the Roll of Honour at the National Police Memorial. Steve Lloyd is the charity's manager.
The most important thing today is that we remember the sacrifice of Keith and all the other officers who have fallen. And unfortunately, we know for a fact that other officers' names will be added to that book in the future. It's a tragic reality that policing is an intrinsically dangerous occupation.
Thousands of police officers have lined the route PC Palmer's funeral PC Palmer's coffin took from the Palace of Westminster to Southwark Cathedral. Former Met Special Branch Officer Chris Hobbs has told John why he turned out.
It is a difficult time. It's one that I think will forever impact on the police service. And we're here to pay our respects and to show our solidarity with the family and with all Keith's former colleagues who must be absolutely devastated by what's occurred.
In other news, Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is meeting counterparts from leading nations for talks aimed at getting Russia to stop supporting the Syrian president. The meeting's taking place in Italy days after American airstrikes were ordered in retaliation to a deadly chemical weapons attack in Idlib. Sweden's prime minister has told families of the victims of Friday's truck attack they're not alone as the country held a minute of silence. Police have now interviewed 600 people about what happened in Stockholm. And Barclays has reprimanded chief executive Jez Staley and doctors' pay after finding he mishandled a whistleblowing incident. Two financial watchdogs have opened an investigation and could inflict fines on the bank. The weather feeling much cooler compared to yesterday with some sunny spells and a few showers. Driest in the south with highs of 14 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There is more in half an hour, Victoria. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
There's also more in 1 hour, and today we bring you bonus news in the form of vegetable news. If it's happening in the world of vegetables, Victoria will have those details for you at 3:30.
Correct.
Have you researched any of it yet?
I mean, I looked into the poor children carrot stuff, so that's going to be in there.
Excellent. Anything else?
No. I mean, there will be in an hour's time. There just isn't at the moment.
More research
needs to be done.
Okay. Thank you, Victoria, there. Right, we're going to talk to Sophie next. She's going to review some television for us. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do the hustle. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't forget there is your chance on the programme later to become the proud owner of some meat. If you'd like it, well, the choice is chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg because, you know, we're not racist. And you can get it simply by spending time with us because it's a meat-based souvenir. There's a game involved. If you'd like to register your interest to play said game, then here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
The game in question, of course, Easter, just round the corner, isn't it? Easter. It's around the corner. Sometimes it's not around this corner, it's around a different corner due to the fact that it's literally a movable feast, as we analysed last week, because it was hijacked by Christians and does, in fact, predate that. Anyway, you can win that meat. It's not win, it's a souvenir. In a game of band or rabbit. Is it the name of a band or is it the name of a breed of rabbit? Yeah. Eastery, isn't it? 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's
Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right then. Before that, well, Sophie's here with television. Punditry. Of the work experience kind. For those new to the programme, hello, good afternoon. We take our work experiences and instead of just leaving them in the office to do the photocopying and the tea, what we do is we put them front and centre and give them real-world broadcasting work experience by making them review stuff for us. A leg up into the industry, we tell them. Rung on the ladder of broadcasting. It's all lies, it's just that they're free. Sophie's back. Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
Hello. A Sophie Monday.
A Monday Sophie.
Yes. You get the raw end of the Sophie stick in many ways, don't you? Because when it's a Monday, I'm not going to be honest with you, Sophie, when it's a Friday rolls round and the film one, I know it's a Friday because it's film, but Monday is a bit Monday. So it just feels a bit, this isn't personal, but I'm never quite as excited to see you as I am with the people who do Friday. Just because it's Friday.
Is
not
it
personal?
Is it because you like films more than telly?
No, not at all. It's just because
he likes Friday more than Monday.
That is true.
Well, that's fair enough, I suppose.
That's all it is. Anyway, what have you been watching, Sophie?
So, first of all, I watched Me and My Dog.
Did you in the mirror?
Unfortunately, I don't have a dog.
Ah. Aww.
I would love a dog.
Do you have a mirror?
Yes, okay. I do, actually.
Just checking.
Yeah.
What sort of dog would you have if you had a dog?
That's such a hard question. Maybe a sausage dog?
No, that's really unhealthy for them, I think.
What, to have them?
Yeah, I don't think they should be bred, is it? Sausage dogs?
No, that's pugs.
What's bread got to do with it? Is it a sausage sandwich dog?
No, because it's bad for their back. I'll look it up.
Okay, fine.
It's true. If they fall down the stairs, they do slit their discs.
Well, don't push them down the stairs then.
Don't take them upstairs.
No.
I think they're quite cute. When I was younger, I wrote on every single page of a notebook, I want a dog, and gave it to my mum.
Didn't work?
No.
Oh.
We got fish. And then I tried to stroke them, and they died.
Anyway, Me and My Dog is what?
So this is a competition where owners and their dogs compete in the show to kind of gain skills of communication with their owners and their dogs, and they do weird challenges in the Lake District.
Right. Have we got a clip?
We do, of
course. Here's a clip of Me and My Dog.
Next up is a practice lap of the lake.
Go! Is there any left? Ah, oh, this is boggy.
With Canicross, we can see the connection between them. We can see that they have the level of trust. They are physically joined together. The dogs have to trust the humans enough to be able to run out in front confidently, not looking back to see what their owners are doing, listening to verbal cues if they're needed to give them direction.
The Reds are separated by just one point, so it's all to play for. And which dog takes best to running in front will be key.
Easy. Whoops.
Flapjack finds it hard, the concept of running ahead. What I really, really need, actually, is the smell of a rabbit. And he'll go for it. Tow me along.
Come on, go, go, go!
In the Yellows, it's a chance for Daisy and Zuri to build on their success in the parkour.
With Zuri pulling me, I feel like I'm actually running because my definition of running is just slightly faster than power walk. I was actually running.
Before we carry on, any sausage dog update?
Yeah, just they are at danger of slip discs, but I think otherwise they're all right.
Thank you, Cornelius, there at our sausage dog desk. Back to Sophie, who's on the TV desk. Right, there was dogs doing parkour in that. That's weird.
I know. I didn't hear the parkour bit or see the parkour bit in the television. But
there it was. There's
happened.
Your evidence. I don't think that's safe, flinging a dog off a concrete step building thing.
Well, so it was in the Lake District, so it wasn't concrete. But they did have to climb up a massive, massive waterfall, which was actually really difficult for the dogs. And they had to kind of push one dog up to, like, make sure he didn't fall down this waterfall.
That sounds like dog cruelty. As if a dog doesn't voluntarily go up a waterfall, pushing it up its dog ass towards the top is sounds to me like that's wrong.
It was a challenge.
Well, yeah, it may have been.
Did it say at the end no animals were harmed in the making of this show?
Oh,
because if it didn't, we can assume they were.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Actually, the dog that did go up the waterfall was injured, and the vet told that the owner it couldn't do the next challenge.
What?
That is
bad.
That's really bad.
Only because he cut himself. Nothing
well,
too...
Well, even so, it's a dog that wouldn't have cut itself and it wasn't forced up a waterfall by Chris Packham. Like, would it? It sounds ludicrous.
When you say cut yourself, do you mean it all got a bit much for him? And
it's not a self-harming dog.
Oh, it's...
No details were.
Okay. Because I'm just thinking psychologically for the dogs. There's not a lot of them like water.
No, that's right. And I think basically for the cameras, dogs are being forced to do stuff. Is that the implication here?
Yeah.
You make the noise of a dog there. Sort of whining.
Yeah. But the whole point is that you are learning how to communicate better with a dog.
What? Get up the waterfall or no, chum.
Some of the dogs didn't manage the waterfall because they were too scared to go into the water and they didn't force them in. So this dog did have some element of wanting to go up it.
What's the point of this programme?
The point is actually...
Is it like Bake Off with dogs or something?
A little bit, because you get to learn quite a lot about like dog psychology. So, for example, if dogs lick their lips, apparently it's a sign of nervousness.
Well, they'd be doing that next to the waterfall, I imagine.
I thought that was quite interesting.
What if a dog... Do you know a lot about dogs now? So what if a dog...
Loads.
Okay, so licking its lips is a sign of nervousness.
Yeah.
My dog, which is a Cocker Spaniel, does a little thing where it curls its lip up, a bit like Elvis. What's that for?
I can't really diagnose that, but here's a good fun fact instead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if a dog's tail is wagging slightly to the left more than to the right, that's an unsure wag. It's a nervous, negative emotion.
Like someone who's not quite sure about getting with a footballer.
A bit, yeah. But if it's to the right, the wag, then it's a happy wag.
Is it?
Yeah.
What are you, John? Do you...
I think I'm a happy wagger.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Just looking now, I think that's right.
I'm just trying to remember. I think I'm unsure.
I look at you and I know you're unsure. So, all right, so what when they sniff each other's arses? What's that about?
That's just saying hi.
Saying hello, isn't
right.
it?
Yeah. Humans should do that.
And then when...
No.
Don't you think?
No.
I mean, why?
Because they have very sensitive noses.
Yes.
So they can really smell something. Whereas we wouldn't be able to.
I think if you put your nose... I know, well, anyone's... Not you specifically. But anyone put anyone's nose up or bottom, you're going to smell.
Anyway.
It's gone to the left now. Right. Cassie's saying a message in my ear. Do you want to hear what it is? Listen to this. There you go. Sophie's here with television. What are we going to be talking about next?
Next is Decline and Fall and Jack D's Help Desk.
All right then. On Talk Radio.
Decline and Fall, is that the sequel to the Waterfall Challenge?
On Talk Radio, we'll do it next. Sophie's here with Work Experience Punditry.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Cue the big sale at Network Q, the best place for approved used Vauxhalls. Cue the finance with 7.9% APR representative. Cue the savings with a big £500 deposit contribution. And cue the extras with 1 year's roadside assistance and 1 year's warranty. Cue the big sale at your local Vauxhall Network Q retailer between the 7th and 24th of April.
Personal contract purchase. Finance subject to status. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Finance provided by Vauxhall Finance. Available on selected models at participating retailers.
Sorry to interrupt. Realise you're busy? That's why you didn't even really stop for lunch. Just a meal deal that you had to eat between the shop and work. Of course, you're also much too busy to suffer the discomfort of heartburn or indigestion, which can follow lunch on the go. Try Gaviscon Double Action. It gets to work instantly and lasts up to twice as long as antacids. Get dual relief from heartburn and indigestion with Gaviscon Double Action. Available in tablets for relief on the go. Gaviscon Double Action. Always read the label.
I'm James. I'm in year 10. Last term, we watched a film about penguin behaviour in maths. But weirdly, it helped me get how probability works. Random.
The whole class thought it was random. I used a penguin documentary I saw to explain probability models. James laughed the most, but his grades improved the most too. I teach year 10. I'm Miss Ogan.
Apply now, and you could get a £25,000 tax-free bursary to train as a teacher. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
This Easter at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like £20 off a Mountfield hand-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £129.99. Or an Hitachi 18-volt combi drill with two lithium-ion batteries and a free torch for just £89.99. But hurry, deals end Easter Monday. Screwfix, here when you need us.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media, for the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Cheshire's southbound M6 is still queuing after a vehicle fire between junctions 20 and 19 in Knutsford. A lane's still out for emergency repair work at the moment. The M1 in Northamptonshire is heavy south around junction 18 for Rugby. A vehicle's broken down, which is causing delays. Still a big queue if you're trying to get between Lichfield and Burton on the northbound A38. The carriageway through Barton under Needwood is still down to one lane after a lorry fire. And in Tilbury in Essex, the eastbound A13 remains blocked at the Baker Street interchange. That's after an oil spill. I'm Jarena Adams.
Why test drive the smart and tough Ford Ranger?
It's ginormous.
It controls music and temperature with voice commands.
It tows its own weight in a weight.
It detects other road users with forward alert.
It's a truckosaurus.
Quite. And take a test drive between the 7th and 17th of April. You'll save £500. The Ford Ranger. Smart.
And tough.
Visit Ford.co.uk for more details. Ford. Go further.
Test drive any Ford Ranger between the 7th and 17th of April 2017 and receive an additional £500 customer saving on the road price. Vehicles to be contracted by the 17th of April and registered by the 31st of December 2017. Retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating dealers.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
A differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And back to the right. Now, we are talking about television, the weekend's television. There's been Me and My Dog on BBC One, a programme called Decline and Fall on BBC One, and Jack D's Help Desk on BBC Two. But which are we talking about next, Sophie?
Decline and Fall.
Decline and Fall. Right then, work experience, punditry, our work experience. Sophie has been watching the television for us and she's been reviewing it. Decline and Fall is what?
It is a drama on BBC One on Fridays at 9. And it is an adaptation of Evelyn Waugh. I think that's how you pronounce it.
War.
War.
What is she good for?
Absolutely nothing. Say it again.
War.
What's she good for?
Absolutely.
Apart from her comedy novel, Decline and Fall.
Yes.
Which has now been created into a TV drama starring Jack Whitehall as Paul Pennyfeather, the main character, who is expelled from Oxford University, Scone College. As one night he bumps into a group of drunk students who strip him of his clothes, and he manages to escape, but is caught running back to his room naked and therefore is sent down and expelled.
Right. It's a he, by the way.
He.
Evelyn.
What? Is it?
Yep.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right, bloody students. Right, here's a clip of Decline and Fall.
Dad will have all, but we should get everything. How are you feeling?
Good. Nervous about tomorrow.
I think I'm going to have the boar and hare and duck and venison.
Which of you is Mr. Pennyfeather?
That's me. Look, I really don't want to speak to the press again today.
I'm Inspector Bruce of Scotland Yard.
Is this about security? I really don't have time to talk to you now. This is my bachelor lunch.
I don't care if it's the King's Christmas tea party. I've got a warrant for your arrest.
Ugh, don't be an ass. You've clearly got the wrong chap. This is Paul Pennyfeather. He's getting married to Margot Beast Cheating tomorrow at St. Mary's Itchenstoke.
You're old enough to be drinking that, son.
Those names mean nothing to you, of course.
Don't try and obstruct the law, sir. You'll be able to continue with your lunch, but you need to come with me. Oh,
let me go sort this out. I'll be back shortly. Order for me. I'll have the steak and kidney suet, the daub of beef, the rabbit hot pot and the crown of duck. Not the pig's cheeks.
No. Fast-paced dialogue there in Decline and Fall. Now, okay, so it's based on War's comedy.
Yes.
Novel, as you say. Jack Whitehall, interesting casting?
Works quite well, I think.
Okay.
I liked him in it because, I mean, he does always play the same character. It's the posh boy.
Yep.
Which, again, is what he's playing. But, like, it's not hugely ha-ha comedy, but there is some good little lines in there that'll make you chuckle. But yeah, I liked him in it, actually.
Does it work for Friday? You said it was Friday night.
It is right, Fridays yeah. at 9.
Does that sounds like an unlikely... It sounds more like a Sunday night to me. But
a bit. It's slightly more light than your normal period drama would be on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they put it on a Friday. And I think also, you know, people are starting to go out less because it's expensive. So maybe on Friday they can watch this instead.
Right.
I think it's trying to aim it at a slightly younger audience than the Sunday evening drama would.
Okay.
Think, think that's what it's going
well,
for.
Well, I suppose you've got a Jack Whitehall fan base, I suppose, that would be interested in it. But but presumably watching it on catch-up, as is the way.
Yes.
How many are there? Are you going to stick with it?
Yeah, I think I will, actually. There's three episodes, each an hour long. So it's only three, which is quite nice, short series.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give it a crack, really.
Yeah.
It's got some good characters in it, so I feel like the more you get to know them, the better it's going to be, and it's going to be more funny as you know them. So.
Do you watch live television ever, Sophie?
Occasionally.
Yeah, because I was reading about this the other day, that's why I asked. It's kind of rare now, for your generation, certainly, to watch live television. It's like mostly over 60s that now watch any live television, and everyone else is either on catch-up or online or whatever it might be.
So when I watch live television, it's because I am not watching anything specific. So it'll be like in the morning, sometimes put on BBC Breakfast to get a bit of news whilst I'm doing stuff. And then in the evening, I might put on some TV while I'm cooking or something. So it won't be really focusing on the telly. It'll be like background.
Yeah. The radio is what you need.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
I've not heard of that.
Okay. Right, next, what are we talking about next, finally?
Finally is Jack D's Help Desk.
Right, I know about this a little bit. I haven't seen it, but I know it was based on his Edinburgh show. He did an Edinburgh show called Jack D's Help Desk, didn't he? And then they made a TV series. This is series two, is it?
Well, it's a one-off episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
Has it been on before? Has it been on before?
So basically, they always do it as a one-off, but they normally tag it to a big news event like the Brexit vote or the general election or the America election and stuff. So I think this one's on its own, though, isn't
it? It kind of confused me because obviously I know that there was a series one and then they did that quite, you know.
Yes.
But no, it's one off. There's no big news story that they focus on. It is purely questions from the audience that a panel of his helpers have to answer.
Right, so what sort of, have we got a clip, have we?
We do.
Okay, let's have a clip. Jack D's Help Desk.
Top of the pile, I'm just going, William Collier. Where are you, William? William, thank you very much. We'll get a microphone to you. William, how are you, all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you,
Jack. Good. Now, what's bothering you?
I'm absolutely fed up of parents updating me on social media about their children and everything they're doing and just sharing everything. What can I do about it without unfriending them?
Okay, so typically, William, what's the sort of thing that they would update you on?
Just mundane things, really. You know, oh, look, little Johnny's managed to eat a chickpea today. Wasn't he so brave? I just don't care, really.
Yeah. I have a feeling this is going to stop quite soon anyway. I wonder. I think we've got a few parents on the panel, so what are you thinking? Catherine, any thoughts immediately?
Well, I'm sure that your statuses as a single white male in London are riveting. Just like, ooh, lads, out again.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's a typical status update for you?
Probably normally a bit too drunk and then sharing my political views that I'd be normally too sober to do.
Right, okay, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's observational comedy in a different sort of a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, with a guest of stand-ups.
And they don't know the questions beforehand, so nothing is scripted or anything.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny.
Saves money on writers then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And improv's always quite funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have to say, Catherine Ryan did steal the show.
Yeah.
From all of the other
Who
guests.
Else was on?
Larry Lamb was on. He was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Hardy and Andy Oshaw.
Andy Osho.
Okay.
Osho.
Of course. So, in terms of how it... Because I guess they're relying a bit on what the audience say, but they've going to vet it out in the first place. And, you know, there's an interesting... Sharenting, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, what a phrase. I've never heard that.
That was a good one. Is that a thing?
It is.
It is a thing.
My mum is still a guilty... Despite the fact that me and my brothers are all grown up,
yeah.
She absolutely does that.
Your mum's been doing it over the weekend.
Yeah, so...
just someone told me about this.
Yeah, family barbecue.
Your mum was sharenting pictures of you and your...
Face bragging, that's what it is.
Face bragging.
Yeah. So whenever we go for a meal as well, there always has to be photos taken and uploaded and checked in on Facebook. And we think it's because she's in competition with our neighbour Elaine, who has a similar size family.
Right.
And we reckon they're trying to one-up each other on Facebook because they're always commenting and liking. But,
really? But yeah. She's putting pictures of you up, so she's always going to lose. Going, this is my lover.
Sort of. No, she's not doing that.
Do your parents share it?
Luckily, they don't know how to use Facebook well enough.
Yeah.
My mum has Instagram and
Does she?
She can scroll through, but that's about it. She doesn't really do anything on it. I don't know if she even knows how to like things,
right.
Which is great for me, but it also means that she's like a real stalker.
All right.
She's there, but you don't know.
Does Jack D's help desk, as we're running out of time, did it float your boat, Sophie?
Yes. That was the best bit we heard in the clip, so it didn't get better than that. Mm. So it was average, but yeah, it was all right.
It's all right. It just passes the time.
That's a one-off.
Yeah. All right, fine.
Yeah.
Well, look, thanks. We're out of time, sadly, but thanks for coming in again.
No problemo.
Always good to see you, except not as good as if it was a Friday. Sophie there with TV on a Monday. And as I say, that's work experience punditry. In the next hour of the programme, the big debate at 3 may have slightly moved time. But the reasons for that will become clear. There is also a man investigating squirrels. That will also become clear. And a game of band or rabbit. If you'd like to get involved, here's the number 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's coming up to 3 o'clock. Victoria will be here next with the news.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
There's nothing like welcoming a newborn baby into your home.
You can talk!
But this is no ordinary baby.
Let's see if you can listen.
He means business.
Give me a double espresso and see if there's some place around here with decent sushi. I'd kill for a spicy tuna roll right about now.
And he's calling the shots.
I'm on a mission.
And you're going to help me. Get to work. From the creators of Shrek.
Who are you?
Let's just say I'm the boss.
DreamWorks, The Boss Baby. In cinemas now.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Cue the big sale at Network Q, the best place for approved used Vauxhalls. Cue the finance with 7.9% APR representative. Cue the savings with a big £500 deposit contribution. And cue the extras with 1 year's roadside assistance and 1 year's warranty. Cue the big sale at your local Vauxhall Network Q retailer between the 7th and 24th of April.
Personal contract purchase. Finance subject to status. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Finance provided by Vauxhall Finance. Available on selected models at participating retailers.
A show's what we want. A show's what we want. 2020. A show's what we want.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media, for the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At just after 3 o'clock, good afternoon, it is Monday. I am John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, thousands on a PC Keith Palmer, calls for unity on Syria and hefty fines for little outs.
Talk Radio.
Friends, family and colleagues of PC Keith Palmer, who was killed in the London terror attack, have been paying their respects at his funeral. The service at Southwark Cathedral and procession beforehand marks the largest ever gathering of UK police officers. Alex Dibble is there for Talk Radio.
They stood with their heads bowed as the hearse of Keith Palmer made its way past. Flowers on the roof read, "Number One Daddy." Thousands of people turned out to pay their respects, some telling me it was only right they honoured a man who was killed protecting them. As loudspeakers relay the service to those outside, there's been an impeccable silence on the streets that police constable Keith Palmer made safer.
The Foreign Secretary's warning the US could unleash more airstrikes on Syria. President Trump took action after a chemical attack killed more than 80 people last week. Boris Johnson's meeting with his global counterparts in an attempt to force Russia to withdraw its support for the Syrian regime. Conservative MP Colonel Bob Stewart has told Talk Radio a strong message needed to be sent to President Assad and his allies.
This action is totally unacceptable to the world. At least the Americans have taken action on behalf of the world. Who would not agree with the fact that using chemical weapons is abhorrent? And frankly, no one in the world would think, even the Russians would agree with that.
A minute's silence has been held in Sweden for the victims of a lorry attack. Four people were killed, including a British man, when the vehicle was driven at pedestrians in Stockholm on Friday. You could soon get a £150 penalty for littering under new proposals. Ministers are revealing a new strategy on the problem for England, including a move that would double the current fines. And British Vogue has appointed its first male editor. Edward Enningfull will take over from Alexandra Shulman at the helm of the fashion magazine in August.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Feeling much cooler compared to yesterday with some sunny spells and a few showers. The driest in the south with highs of 14 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. There's more in half an hour.
Yes.
There is as well. And today it's going to be bonus news because Victoria is tasked with filling time due to the fact that her bulletins are shorter than they used to be and she gets paid the same. And that won't do at all. So she has to make the time up. Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news on consecutive days. Today we arrive back at
vegetable news.
I know we're doing carrots.
Turnip.
Turnip.
Just one.
Just one nip. Turnip.
Yep.
Okay. How many carrots?
It's just one, I think.
Well,
it depends.
It's a lot of carrots if the suggestion gets taken on board.
All the big vegetable stories with you in 25 minutes' time. Victoria, thank you very much.
It's okay.
And now here's Ben with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. One of Arsenal's biggest shareholders reportedly wants Arsene Wenger to have a say in who replaces him as manager. Alisher Usmanov is quoted as saying he doesn't think Wenger alone is to blame for their poor form. In an interview, he says the board, which he's not on, bear huge responsibility for the situation. The Gunners face Crystal Palace this evening, with boss Sam Allardyce saying the game marks the beginning of a difficult run-in for his side. The Eagles face another four of the top six in their last few games. A win tonight would move Palace 6 points clear of the bottom three, but Allardyce says they can't take anything for granted.
We've given ourselves a great chance to haul ourselves still out of the bottom three and safety at the end of the season. But it's tough. It's really, really tough, particularly mentally, particularly on the players mentally. It's really tough.
Finally, in Super League, St Helens have sacked head coach Kieran Cunningham. He leaves the club seventh in the table. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you, Ben, with the sport there. Next, we will be talking to Will Geddes. He's a security expert. We are bringing you coverage today of the funeral of PC Keith Palmer, of course, who was murdered in the Westminster attack. It's been taking place in central London. The funeral is still going on in Southwark Cathedral. But we are, and I make no apology for it, slightly changing gear between normal service and a different kind of show today because we feel it warrants more coverage than we'd ordinarily be able to give it. We'll be doing some more of that next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So that's what we are talking about. Earlier we were speaking to Talk Radio's Alex Dibble, of course, who was outside the cathedral where this has been taking place as the cortege went past him. We also spoke to Chris Hobbs, who is a security... he's ex-special branch, and he was sort of telling us a bit about the life of PC Palmer and how it feels within the police at the moment, what the mood is like. But one question that came up during that interview just a couple of hours ago was how the logistics of policing something like a police funeral are done. Will Geddes is on the phone. He's a security expert. He's joining us. Hello, Will.
Hello, John.
Hi, thanks for joining us. So the question came up earlier, and I thought, well, that's interesting, and we'd like an answer to that. And so, and if anyone can help us, I know you can. It's two part. One is, firstly, this is a huge operation in London. Of course, there are policemen lining the streets, but these are policemen that aren't on duty. But there are also policemen that are on duty there as well. The logistics of keeping something like that secure, given the high profile nature of it, where do you start?
Well, to start with, John, is really to look back at the history that we've got of protecting and securing some of the biggest events that this country's faced over the last few decades. You know, we have one of the best policing forces in the world with extensive experience of dealing with very, very large-scale events, whether it be foreign dignitaries, state visits, and goodness knows whatever else. So in terms of, obviously, the protective measures and the coordination and logistics around, obviously, the funeral arrangements for KC Palmer today, this is pretty much standard operating procedure for our guys.
Right, OK. And we were talking about the news that thousands of police officers are attending, of course. I think the figures are that it's the biggest ever police officer gathering together for anything that's ever been seen, certainly in this country. And police officers being bussed in from all over the country. And the question that cropped up as well was, OK, so what happens to the police forces in those areas that are now seeing their officers come down to London for the day?
Okay, well, to start with, John, we've got in London alone about 33,000 police officers. So despite all the austerity cuts and shave backs, obviously, to the police forces, not only in London but also elsewhere, we're still very fully manned in terms of being able to extend capability to covering something like today. It is standard procedure to also bring in serials, and that is obviously detachments of police officers from other regions, but that's always done very, very cautiously to ensure that you don't diminish or dilute the capability in their own local areas. But something that we've been extensively working on, particularly in the last decade, certainly since 77 and since 2005, is the ability to also increase and enhance a level of regional counterterrorism capabilities. So over and beyond standard policing, if there are listeners who are concerned about potentially terrorist events taking place or incidents occurring elsewhere across the country today, we are, again, in a very, very strong place. And I spoke to some of my colleagues and friends in the Metropolitan Police and particularly in CT Command earlier today, and we were having a chat about this, and they don't feel in any shape or form that either we're diminished or any of the serials that they're bringing in from outside of London to help.
Is that a case of calling in? Because often when events like this happen, we hear about leave being cancelled and police officers being called in on their days off. And also, how do they decide who comes down from which regional force to represent that force?
Well, there's really strong coordination, John, between obviously all the various regional forces and the constabularies, obviously, to determine if there was an event. And you've got to bear in mind that it's not just for events which are well planned. And again, there would have been significant planning, risk assessment, and also contingency preparations for the event today, and particularly with a large presence of uniform being pretty much swamping the streets of London, obviously, for PC Palmer. But in terms of the capabilities outside of London, it will have looked to draw from those constabularies that felt that they could lean. There isn't this sort of overwhelming, if you like, direction that can be drawn or dictated by the Metropolitan Police on other regional constabularies to say, we are going to take a third of your policing to help us and support us. It is very much a joined up, collaborative approach to these issues. And where there are constabularies that feel that they need to keep their numbers high, and a lot of that will be based on various intelligence coming from various different sources, then obviously they won't draw from them.
All right, thank you very much. That's Will Geddes, security expert there, who's been talking to Central Command today about how the logistics work, really, to police something like this funeral that's going on in London at the moment, and given that a lot of police officers are coming down from coming to London from regional forces, how, you know, manpower and is kept at a premium there. Sarah Thornton, she leads the National Police Chiefs Council, has said that it is the largest police funeral that we've ever seen in this country. More on the funeral today. Huge story, of course. It was only 2.5 weeks ago that PC Keith Palmer was killed in that terrible attack on Westminster Bridge. And James Max is in for Sam Delaney today on Drive, and you will be getting more on that, I'm sure, as it unfolds. There's an embargo on the events inside Southwark Cathedral. We can't bring you anything about actually the service itself until that embargo is lifted, but Alex Dibble is down there and will be able to do so when that eventually happens. Right, OK, normal service resumed for the next part of the programme. Then we will be bringing you the big debate. It moved to 3:15 or thereabouts because we wanted to talk to Will at that time. There is also a man who has been outside investigating squirrels. Well, I say a man, it's Cornelius, but essentially the... There's a squirrel documentary. Reasons for it will become ultimately clear before the programme ends. Plus, of course, we'll be playing an Easter game of Band or Rabbit. Never let it be said we can't change gear between subjects. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
So you're thinking about getting rid of your grey with Just for Men, and you're wondering, how long will it take? Well, in football terms, faster than half-time. So in those 15 minutes, you could use Just for Men. Hit the loo, grab a pint, refill the crisps, order a curry, and still catch the highlights. So there you have it. In about 5 minutes, you're back to your natural hair colour. Just for Men. Officially faster than halftime. Find it in the men's aisle.
TradePoint, we've got over 290 stores nationwide, open early till late, 7 days a week, so you'll never be too far from everything you need to get the job done. Find your nearest store at tradepoint.co.uk. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! A store's what we want, a store's what we want, 2020, a store's what we want.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media. For the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
West Yorkshire's eastbound M62 slow past an accident between 24 for Amy Top and 25 for Brig House. Much better for the northbound A38 between Lichfield and Burton, but there's still delays through Barton under Needwood. A lane's closed following a lorry fire. The southbound side of the A1 struggling towards a breakdown at junction 16 for Daventry. Queues are back to junction 18. And no change in Essex for the eastbound A13 in Tilbury. It's still blocked at the Baker Street interchange. This is all following an oil spill. I'm Jarena Adams.
Say you signed up to that beast of a 20-gig phone contract. Seemed a good idea at the time. But 6 months later, you're barely using any of it. And your contract means you're stuck paying for it month after month. Say it's not so. But say there was a new mobile company, one that gives you the freedom to change your mix of data, calls, and texts each and every month. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky. Believe in better.
Minimum term of 12 months. Upgrades effective immediately. Downgrades are effective from the following month. For full terms, go to sky.com/mobile.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Slightly later than usual because of reasons. It's time for the big debate. So as our world leaders become increasingly mad, Trump of the US, Putin of Russia, Kim Jong-un of North Korea and Hassan Rouhani of Iran all start nudging us towards World War III, it's worth remembering a quieter, happier time only a week ago when we all thought we were going to war with just Spain. Now we've had missiles launched at Syria, US warships off the Korean coast, threats of retaliation from Russia and Iran, all in the space of a week. Meanwhile, Boris Johnson's gone to Italy, so we'll probably be at war with them by tea time. The current crop of world leaders, it's seeming that they're all on spice, the synthetic drug so beloved of Mancunians. Except instead of lying around on the floor near Piccadilly Station, they all seem to be threatening to attack each other like saber-rattling war zombies. But maybe, just maybe, something else is to blame. Gibraltar, Korea, the Arabian one upon which Syria lies, the Crimea. What do they all have in common? Well, of course, they're peninsulas. And Jeff has phoned Talk Radio this afternoon. He's on the line because he thinks it's time for them to go. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for calling, Jeff. Thank you for calling Talk Radio this afternoon. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Yeah, thank you, John. No,
thank
for all
you
the work you do in the community and on radio. Okay. You're an inspiration to us all.
Thank you, Jeff. Now, you're calling for an end to peninsulas. You think it's time for them to go. Now, let's be honest. What are they? They're just bits of land that stick out, but not entirely surrounded by water, just on three sides.
Yep. Yeah, they're like an island that can't fully commit.
That's right.
That's your problem? That's my problem with them.
Turns.
Who?
On the other line is Lieutenant Colonel Maverick. Good afternoon, Lieutenant Colonel Maverick.
Good afternoon, John.
Thank you very much for calling. You heard
thank
Jeff.
You.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're
thank
welcome
you.
Too.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you as well, everyone.
Now, you heard what Jeff had to say. A peninsula is an island that doesn't commit, and thus it's time for it to go. What do you make of that?
Yes. Well, I listened to this impudent pugilist, and I'm quite certain now that he suffers from deafness, massive self-doubt, and an insensible haircut. John, we are a fragile new country. We're only a few weeks old, and we're surrounded by threats and dangers, especially from that nest of malcontent cheeses, the so-called Europe. Now, peninsulas, while otherwise very dull and unremarkable places, do have a great military advantage. They're good for cannons, listening stations, and runways. And as chief founder and sole member of Operation Hedgehog, I want this country bristling with militarized peninsulas by 2019.
That's what you're calling for.
I think even the Welsh would have to agree with that.
Right. Okay. Well, let me, Jeff, invite you back to that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That sounds all very... Oh, no, thanks. I mean, that sounds incredibly scary, and I don't like the sound of cannons. Oh, you know, the sound of them, all the sound of them. What?
Well, the sound of them is this.
Oh,
well, not really. No, it's more a.
Jeff,
I'm an expert on cannons.
Yeah, that's very good. Jeff, what would be your sound of cannons that you do like the sound of?
Sorry, what was the question?
Right. Let me ask you this question. It's interesting, this, because to remove a palinchina, what you'd have to do is pack land around it. Right?
Yeah.
So I know, Lieutenant Colonel Maverick, this is not what you're saying, but for Jeff, you'd have to pack land around it. Now, it's all very well saying you don't like them, but how are you, Jeff? And where are you from, Jeff?
Oh, from Skegness.
How are you, Jeff from Skegness? Skeg Jeff.
Yeah.
Skeg Jeff. How are you going to pack land around a peninsula? Because he's already well coming up with problems, but you've got to solution them.
Well, there must be enough concrete in the world to seriously just pour it into the sea and just be done with it.
Right. Just around. I mean, have you got any idea of the size of some peninsulas, though?
I've seen them on a map. They look pretty small.
Right. That's not to scale, though. They are bigger than that in real life.
There is a scale.
Yeah.
To it.
You'd have to reverse erosion, wouldn't you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now that's where your argument falls down. If you want to, you're going to have to dig land up and pack it back round a peninsula. Lieutenant Maverick, back me up on this. That's what you'd have to do, isn't it?
Oh, and you know, there's two things that do not surprise me about Jeff. One is that he comes from Skegness.
Yep.
And the other is that he is a fan of packing. I mean, there's something grand and British about the peninsula. It brings to one's mind Shakespeare and that famous rhyming couplet from sonnet number 573. Thou art lovely, temperate, and largely free from syphilis. Please come jumpeth and rolleth upon my mighty peninsula.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's poetry. I mean, that is poetry. I mean, that's beautiful.
It moved me on many levels.
Yeah. Sorry, Jeff. What were you going to say, Jeff?
I thought I've got syphilis. I didn't realise it was that sort of calling, but what can you give me?
Yeah, you should phone LBC.
Yes.
What do you make of this? You've seen it; it's been gone viral today. You've probably seen this. There was a picture in the papers, and it's all online and the viral. It's all on the virals. If you've seen any of the virals today, it's on them. And it's. I don't know whether it's a meme, but it's out. And what it is, it was a demonstration, of course, in Birmingham over the weekend from the PDL, that's the Peninsula Defence League. There's a woman, Pakistani origin, pictured smiling at a peninsula. And it's gone viral, hasn't it? And rightly so, because she's saying your attitude as a peninsula is all wrong. And she is brilliant. She's brilliantly sort of patronised the peninsula into submission a bit in this viral photograph. What did you make of that, Lieutenant Colonel Maverick?
Well, she's clearly deluded and confused, of course, but she's on the right track somehow. At least I think I can gain from what you just said there.
Right, fine. Jeff, what do you make of it?
He sounds like a racist.
Right. Okay.
I've got no.
On
the contrary.
Which country?
On the contrary.
Is the peninsula sticking out of the contrary?
Country.
It is sticking out of the contrary. Peninsulas encourage diversity, John. Take Cornwall, for instance. It's a lovely wild parkland filled with huge giants throwing pasties at each other.
Yeah.
Whereas in Wiltshire, for example, where there's no peninsulas at all, I'm led to understand, all you get is service stations, faceless bun shops and rather dull firing ranges.
Yeah, well, you make a very valid point. Surely, Jeff, you can't argue with that. Peninsula is more diverse, isn't it? It's got pasty throwing giants on it, and that's just the one near to home. That we haven't even moved on to the one in Sweden that I'm going to tell you about in a minute.
Yeah, the problem is the main thing I've got problems with it, to me, peninsulas just look like a diving board that's got out of hand.
Right.
You know what I mean? Someone's put a diving board at the end of the thing and just keep adding to it, and then you've got this bloody thing that's long and sea around it, but not all the way around.
You see, Jeff, you're trying to lump all peninsulas together, which you literally cannot do by definition.
Yeah.
If I did, it would get rid of them, surely.
It would, because it would be a landmass, wouldn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, have they got any little chefs on these peninsulas? I doubt that.
Mm. Let me tell you about these trials in Sweden that I mentioned. Now, Sweden, of course, famously is on the Scandinavian peninsula, isn't it?
Yes.
And like you, Jeff, many people were angry about that in Sweden and wanted it moved. And they lobbied the government, of course, and eventually the government said, OK, let's move Sweden to a landlocked area. Now, the one they chose, you'll remember this is from the 1970s, 76, 77, I think. The one they chose was Liechtenstein, which is landlocked, and they couldn't work out whether to just do a place swap and change the names of the countries, or whether, which is what they did in the air, like an exchange trip, or whether or not to physically move Sweden to the area of Liechtenstein and put Liechtenstein in between Norway and Finland, with a bit of Russian border. It didn't go well when it happened, though, did it, Colonel Maverick? Because peninsula
no,
is a peninsula.
Not at all. Not at all. I would have preferred they'd moved Luxembourg, which, of course, is Europe's largest radio station and therefore a genuine military target.
Yeah.
But as I understand, after that, what they tried to do is they tried to fold all their own peninsulas back in with giant Allen keys
yes.
in Sweden, which also it really didn't work at all. It took far too long.
Well, it did. Some of them wouldn't come off, would they? You're right. Yeah.
Yes, and they got confused. They didn't know which one went back where
yep.
or how to rebuild yeah. Sweden at all. And it, now it's
there's
just
a part
apart.
Missing as well. I read about that.
There's yeah, there was missing. A part, yeah.
Instructions were all over the shop, not in English. Terrible.
Yeah, well, that's right. And there was a bit of land, but you know, there was some land left over, essentially.
You've got me there. I agree with you on that one. That's terrible. All right.
Well, look, we're running out of time here, but it's just very quickly a couple of questions, really. First of all, Jeff, when was the last time you actually went to a peninsula? Yes or no?
No.
Lieutenant Colonel Maverick.
I'm standing on one now.
Good. Well, that seems a good place to leave that debate. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Jeff?
Horn.
Thank you, Maverick.
Straight lines.
Thank you. Right, fine. There we have it. The big debate today. Interesting, isn't it? Do we need peninsulas? I mean, we've got them. You know, they exist, but it's... You know, it's 2017, it's post-Brexit Britain. We've got bouncy castles now and sundials. Why would we need a peninsula? Get involved in the debate. The number you can get involved in is this, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. And that was the big debate.
Talk Radio.
3:30, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. A full police funeral has been held for PC Keith Palmer, who was stabbed to death in the Westminster terror attack. Around 50 members of his family were joined by thousands of officers at Southwark Cathedral. Two National Police Air Service helicopters also performed a fly-past and aerial salute. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's paid tribute.
Always talking to tourists, always talking to visitors, always unbelievably polite and courteous. A real good public servant of the people in Parliament. And he died defending our Parliament.
The UK is calling for a new diplomatic push to end the Syrian civil war after the US carried out an airstrike in response to a deadly chemical attack. It comes as there's a G7 summit in Italy discussing the situation in Syria. Swedish police have interviewed 600 people following the Stockholm lorry attack. Four people were killed, including British man Chris Bevington on Friday. Barclays and its chief executive are to be investigated by the two main financial watchdogs over attempts to identify a whistleblower. The bank has already cut Jess Staley's annual bonus. And lawyers for Everton midfielder Ross Barkley say he was the victim of an unprovoked attack at the weekend. Merseyside police are looking at CCTV footage which appears to show him being punched in a bar in Liverpool after his team's win over Leicester. The weather mostly dry tonight, wet and windy in the north and west of Scotland with lows of 6 degrees. Tomorrow rain in Scotland will spread into Northern Ireland and Northern England by evening. Elsewhere, dry with some sunshine, highs of 14. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Oh yeah.
There's more now. Now, for Victoria is about to bring us bonus news. Before you do, though, Cornelius, I know a lot of reactions are coming in to the big debate today. The big debate, by the way, is available, if you didn't know already, now as a brand new daily podcast.
Ooh.
Yes, ooh, he's right, Victoria. Say ooh again.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can get the big debate as a short little 10-15 minute daily podcast. Why not subscribe and enjoy our back catalogue of big debates? Changing the nation one day at a time, as indeed they do. A lot of we were talking there about peninsulas, whether or not we still need them. Of course, Jeff against the idea, just thought they were islands that can't commit. Lieutenant Colonel Maverick standing on one, as he called in, suggesting that they are a very very good and welcome thing. It just as far as Cornwall, of course, very diverse giants. They're throwing pasties at each other, and you don't get that on not a peninsula, such as Wiltshire, as he said. John, anagram of peninsula is lunar penis. But we're yet to see one sticking out of the moon. That's just come in there from someone who spelt Luna L-U-N-A. They're not entirely accurate. Cornelius, what have you got?
John, peninsula comes from the Latin meaning peninsula, yeah. Meaning you have a pen inside yourself. That's against God. That's coming from a religious person.
Thank you.
John, without peninsulas, what would Alexander Fleming have discovered from mould?
Yes, and also, John, it's already well saying take the peninsulas away, but once again, that's going to require a new wheelie bin for everyone. And I've got four already, John, and it's already annoying, and anyway, the council only come fortnightly. If I break up a peninsula and start popping it into the designated peninsula wheelie bin, that's just going to be full of hardcore rubble, John, thousands and thousands of tons of it. If I, John, broke up, say, the Arabian Peninsula, where Syria is, and put it in my wheelie bin, how long before the council collects? It'll just attract rats and missiles from Donald Trump. This simply hasn't been thought through. Who's going to pay for that? The taxpayer. All good points. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on
Twitter.
Start
your message with any word you like.
And now, Victoria's here. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Hi, Victoria. And she's got bonus news. Today, it's vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Absolutely loving that remix.
What?
That's a surprise.
Wow.
Johnny Seifert there, loving life.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. We stole that from a demo that he's been doing for another radio station that he left open on a computer in the studio.
Can we hear it again?
Yeah, of course we can. Here it comes.
Vegetable news.
Absolutely loving that remix.
He was talking about Stormzy. Anyway,
hear the whole thing on our podcast, the one that's just been published.
There you go. We play his whole demo and then dissect it.
Does he know about this?
Don't know yet. Anyway, Johnny's our guest booker and was making a demo. Anyway, so fine, and we found it. So
you're so mean.
Nonsense. Right then.
Vegetable news?
Yes, please, because it's bonus news. Victoria has to make the time up because the bulletins are shorter. Here comes vegetable news for today.
Okay, so the Shadow Foreign Secretary says poor, fat children should be taught how to grow a carrot to help them learn about healthy eating. So this is Emily Thornberry, and she says kids from struggling families are often overweight because they learn bad eating habits.
Yes.
I don't know why she's commenting on this, because
she's Shadow Foreign Secretary.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe she needs more people to join the army in conjunction with the defence secretary. Maybe, you know, that's a way to start recruiting people for the army. Just get them thinner and fitter.
Possibly, yeah.
We were talking about this earlier. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you think, but the way, surely, to combat obesity in children is not, Victoria, to encourage them to grow carrots, but instead to attach a bag of chips to their head via a stick, which they will then chase. Won't they? Because like the whole carrot and stick thing, but with chips, and they'll chase it, and they won't never be able to quite get their face in the chips.
No,
and thus lose weight because they'll be running and running.
No, because then they're just going to want chips all the time. The Whoppers, if they go to other means to get chips, and then they eat more chips, and then they put on more weight.
No, you'd have to police that. But the idea.
So
is,
then it's going to cost,
a stick on the.
It's going to be more
a chippy stick, a chip stick, hanging off the. Or fat kids, they've like got folds and stuff. You could grow carrots in them.
Yeah, we didn't consider that earlier.
No, so this is I've been thinking about it. Mm.
Sounds repulsive.
Well, fat kids are, but what you do is
John.
Well, they are. I'm with the shadows. I'm helping. And what you do is they don't go to the allotment to grow the carrots necessarily. But if the kids are growing carrots within themselves on their lower slopes, then surely that is better because then they've got mobile snacks. The end.
But also, it's not just fat kids she's on about. It's specifically poor fat children that she doesn't like.
Wow. What were rich fat children supposed to do?
I don't know.
Vegetable news.
I've got more, okay, so it's claimed vegetable charcuterie is going to be one of the next food trends. Instead of the classic meat plate, which Cornelius is just eating loads of meat, I feel like he's heckling vegetable news. First of all, there was a sausage, there was a kebab.
You are eating a lot of meat during this.
I had a barbecue yesterday as leftover food, and I only remembered that I just bought it with me.
You're one of those fat kids we've been reading about, aren't you?
Is it just warm from being inside
poor.
Your rucksack?
Yeah, he did just fetch that from inside his rucksack, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not refrigerated.
No.
Anyway, so if you don't want to eat meat, then you could have watermelon radish prosciutto, parsnip pastrami, or chestnut pate. If you want to see a picture of a fat kid with a carrot or some vegetable charcuterie, then go to my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne. It's spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
Yeah, we know.
Basically, this vegetable charcuterie is just a plate of thinly sliced veg.
Right, that's rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I would eat that.
It's
I've got no problem with that.
Yeah.
But I don't want, you know, and chestnut pate is fine.
Mm.
But I don't want, you know.
I mean, it sounds like it's better than it is.
It's a bit hipster.
Yeah, it totally is.
It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks really nice.
Yeah. And finally, a baby otter called Turnip has swam for the first
time.
That's animal news.
I was searching Turnip in Google News and this came up, so I thought, brilliant. So the 10-week-old and her brother Banjo were born in January at the Wildlife World Zoo in Phoenix. And
that's musical news.
Zookeepers describe her as being a food queen who loves snack time. And if you want to see a picture of...
a food queen that loves snack time.
Yeah,
well, that's looking at your avatar on Twitter, Louis.
And Banjo, go to my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne.
Spelt.
B-O-U-R-N-E.
There you go. Is that it?
Yeah.
There it goes. Vegetable news. Tomorrow, mineral news. Thank you, Victoria.
Yeah.
And there it was. And also coming on the programme.
Elso.
Also coming on the programme. Speaking of meat, as you were, we've got some. As a meaty souvenir for time spent with us here on the radio in a game of Band or Rabbit, if you would like to register your interest to play Band or Rabbit, here's the number 87.
Start your message with the word talk.
At all radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
And also with animals in mind. See how we seamlessly link it all together. We have a documentary for you coming very shortly, which involves Cornelius and some squirrels. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Say the end of the month comes rolling around. And it's been rather a quiet one on the old YouTubing front. But instead of getting to keep that lovely data that you paid for but didn't use, it just disappears. So, that doesn't seem very fair. But say there was a new mobile company, one that rolls any unused data for you to use next month, next year, or even 3 years later. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
You can redeem your data in 1 gigabyte increments. For full terms, go to sky.com/mobile.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time, and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Mom.
Yes, love.
You know I was talking about a loan. Well, instead of a payday loan, I thought I'd get something with easy monthly payments that could help improve my...
credit rating?
That's right. So in the future, I'll be able to...
stand on your own 2 feet?
Yes. So it would be great if you could...
be your guarantor for an Amigo loan?
That's what I was about to say.
Well, great minds think alike.
To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
A score's what we want, a score's what we want. 2020, a score's what we want.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media, for the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenny.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to talk radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk radio, traffic and travel.
If you're stuck on the anti-clockwise M60 near Junction 11 at Burton, all traffic has been held there, so an accident can be cleared from the main carriageway. There's queues on the southbound M1 through Northamptonshire from 18 at Rugby down to 16 at Daventry after a breakdown which has now been recovered. A similar problem's causing delays on the London bound M4 near Junction 13 for Cheveley, and in Tilbury, the eastbound A13 is still closed out the Baker Street interchange. That's so an oil spillage can be cleaned up. I'm Joanna Adams.
Say you're a year into your contract and the hot new phone is released, but you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swap help.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, in a Talk Radio first this Sunday, I, John Holmes, hello, will be travelling to Rwanda. Now, we've been talking about this for quite a while on the show, but finally we've got round to a broadcast date for it. It's going to be Easter Sunday. It is a specially commissioned documentary about gorillas. Now, I am quite interested in wildlife conservation, that kind of thing. So, when the opportunity arose, I thought, yes, okay, commercial radio, first ever travel documentary like this. I was asked to do it. It's Easter Sunday at 3 o'clock. Saving Mountain Gorillas with me, John Holmes, in a specially commissioned programme. However, in the meantime, what we thought we'd do is promote said documentary by, you know, talking to various people about it over the next few days and so on and so forth. But then what's happened is, to promote the show, and slightly due to jealousy from him, paid intern Cornelius,
hello,
has taken it upon himself to commission his own series of animal-based documentaries, yeah, this week. So here's the first instalment of Saving London's Squirrels with Cornelius Mendes.
The London squirrels, they're going, they are endangered, and they are not long for this world. Hello and welcome to Saving the London Squirrels with Cornelius Mendes. I'm here outside the Talk Radio building for two reasons. One, so I don't have to go to our Monday programming meeting as it is boring. And two, to explore the plight of the inner London squirrel. Squirrels are considered very much the wine of nature, available in both red and other. The squirrels of London are a very secretive animal, having never given media access to their community. But today, I'm hoping to get inside their community in a David Attenborough way, not in a Richard Gere way.
What to find than can ever be found.
Now, my researchers, Wikipedia, have told me that you can beckon a squirrel by lifting your closed hand up and down in a vertical movement. There's a squirrel across the field at the moment. I'm going to walk over to it, hopefully not scare it off. Okay. Right, now I'm doing the arm movement. Nothing has happened. Oh, look, there's one. Look, you can see one there. There's a squirrel just climbing along. Such a beautiful creature now. And if you listen, look, you can see it sort of just walking. A beautiful creature. The squirrels of London can climb trees, walk along the ground, and also run, making them one of the most versatile creatures in the capital. It is often thought that if London just had squirrels and no humans, there'd be no need for the London Underground. And it would not be possible anyway, as the Underground is where they keep their food, and not trains. Now, unfortunately, while we have explored the majestic and beauty of these squirrels, there's a very sad and tragic fact, and that is that squirrel numbers are decreasing in London. Well, that's not too sad, because no one really knows what they're for. But what is the reason for this fall in numbers? Well, if you just come in with me here to the undergrowth, just go to the bushes here outside Talk Radio's, what you will find is there's lots of litter, which may be harming them. But including this, which I find very interesting, a discarded condom. Now, could this mean that squirrels are now using contraception? Or are just some of the Talk Radio staff up to their old tricks again? We don't know. It's the The squirrel. If London didn't have them, I don't think many people would care, but I think they would notice, and that's important. We don't know why the squirrels were here, or how they even came here, or why the remaining few stay here, but what we do know is that they are squirrels.
Saving squirrels. Same with Cornelius there. If you want to hear a real documentary, you can listen to Saving Mountain Gorillas with me, John Holmes, on Talk Radio this Easter Sunday at 3 p.m. Although they do use condom. Right, so more London wildlife saved tomorrow as well, as we look to promote Easter Sunday's first travel documentary. But all grown up and proper for Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, though, speaking of squirrels, it's time to give away some meat. But it ain't squirrel meat. It's chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg because we're not racist. And we're going to be doing it. From squirrels to rabbits. In a game of band or rabbit with Easter on the way, it seems the right thing to do. So let's meet today's player. His name's Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. That's banter for you. Right, now, we can't banter, Alex, because we're running out of time, so I'm gonna crack straight on with the quiz, if that's all right with you today. Where are you from, Alex? I should find out that bit of information.
I'm from West London originally.
All right.
So I'm just calling in now as I'm heading back from work.
Now. All right, well, look, what we've got is a game of band or rabbit. Are you familiar with the breeds of rabbit? How familiar with breeds of rabbit are you?
I'm not familiar at all with rabbit.
Okay.
Bands, I'm a bit better.
All right, well, let's see how we get on. You'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Band or rabbit, and Asprod Cass is through the glass. She's going to be keeping score today with band or rabbit. Okay. So happy Easter, everyone. Here we go. Alex versus Cornelius. Alphabetical order. Cornelius first. American blue. Cornelius, American blue.
Rabbit.
Yes, it is. Very good. Not a tribute act to blue, but actually a rabbit. Smokey. Alex, Smokey.
I'm going to go with Rabbit.
It's a band. Smokey is a band. Smoke Pearl, Cornelius.
Band.
Rabbit. Sand Rabbit.
Rabbit.
Band.
Band.
Cinnamon Rabbit.
Band.
Rabbit. Punk Bunny.
Band.
Yes. Fuzzy Lop.
Rabbit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Teddy Widder. Teddy Widder.
Band.
Rabbit. Fatty Lumpkin.
Rabbit.
Or nickname of
no.
Carrot Growing Child.
Okay, yeah.
What do you think I was going to say?
Me.
Oh. Did you say rabbit?
I can't remember.
I think you did. It's a band. Blue of Ham. Blue of Ham. Alex.
Band.
Would you believe it's a Belgian rabbit? It's a rabbit called Blue of Ham. British Giant, Cornelius.
Band.
Rabbit.
Rabbit.
Easter Coal.
Rabbit, right?
Band. It's a band. Oh, the French band. Oh. Echo and the Bunny Men.
Band.
Band. Band or rabbit, Alex? Brazilian rabbit.
Rabbit.
Yes, it is a rabbit. It's got a very thin strip of fur. I don't know. Squirrel rabbit. Oh, Cornelius.
Squirrel rabbit.
Squirrel rabbit. Mm.
Animal. Rabbit.
It's a rabbit, yeah.
Yeah.
Rabid rabbit.
Band?
Yes. Cornelius. Mm-hmm. Hot dwarf.
Band.
Rabbit. Frightened rabbit, Alex.
Band?
Yes. Cornelius. Hairy Belgian.
Rabbit.
Yes.
Yes.
And finally, Alex, is it a band or a rabbit? Argenta Flopper.
Rabbit.
He's a rabbit, yes. All right, let's very quickly go to Ask Broadcast, who's got the scores, I think. She's been working them out, so here she is. She's through the
miserable window.
Yeah.
Hi, Cass.
Hi.
How are you?
All right.
Have you worked out the scores?
Yep.
What are they?
Five.
Yep.
For Con.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Alex got five.
Alex.
Yeah.
As a souvenir of time spent with us in the radio, would you like chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg?
Lamb, please.
You got the lamb. You got the lamb.
Yeah!
Well done, Alex. Alex there, winning lamb in a game of band or rabbit. How very Eastery and spring-like of us. Now, Sam Delaney, normally here, of course, on a weekday afternoon from four, but not this week because he's off. But the delightful James Max joins us on Talk Radio once again. Hello, James.
Well, hi.
Hi there.
Very good afternoon.
And this is you.
Yes.
So, yes.
Yes.
How are things with you?
All very good, thank you.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Raring to go. Simon's been locked in a box somewhere.
Good. What have you got coming up?
So, coming up, inevitably, we'll be looking at what's been taking place in London this afternoon,
yep.
The funeral of PC Palmer, so we'll be looking at that. But in addition, we'll be looking overseas as we try and make some sense of what's been happening both in the US and in Russia, particularly with what's been happening in Syria and whether we should be back in the US or not. We'll be considering who perhaps is worth it or not as a result of some announcements. And we've got a particular candidate today who who it's been announced that you'll be very pleased that this particular individual got paid £500,000.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yes, indeed. So in a simple thing, we will be looking at, is he worth it? So we'll be doing that. We'll also...
I could save you time by saying no now.
You could, but I think there are others who may say no. It's a and we want to be balanced on occasion and find out really whether there is anybody who would dare say that. Right. We're going to be looking at a controversial new scheme to deal with diesel cars, and we'll be discovering the innermost details of Monk Mania, which has been spreading the nation.
Yes, it has. Yes. All the University Challenge action you could wish for.
Oh yes, it's a remarkable television programme.
It's your starter for 10. James Max is with you from 4. We'll be back tomorrow at 1. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.